On 860 WBYS and 93.7 FM. Canton Little Giant Football is live on the air. Broadcast sponsors include Hy-Vee of Canton, Art Hostler Auto Plaza, Spoon River Animal Clinic, State Farm Insurance Agent Tom Conklin, Mid-American National Bank, Davis Ford, Farm King, GM Mechanical, Lozier Oil Company, Davis Buick GMC, Perkins Seed House, Haynes Physical Therapy, Platts Printing, Facet Nerds on Call, Mid-Century Fiber. And now, here is Bob Wagner and Leon Groover with Little Giant Football Action.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our pregame coverage. We're countdown about 35 minutes away from the semifinals of the Canton Little Giants. They started the 7-2 regular season and found their way into the Final Four in Class 4A. We greet you on a cold night here and a Rochester night, 37 degrees as we get you about 35 minutes away from our kickoff. And welcome to our pregame show. It's brought to you by the Graham Health System. You can shop the Graham Thrift Shop at 175 South Main in Canton. All proceeds remain local. Now, cast of characters are usual throughout the season, and we talk about our engineer, Megan, back at the studios. Vic Kuster is alongside. She'll have an update. We've already got a pretty prepared semi-final game list of final scores. One just went final. Peoria High beat Morris 43-35. That's one of the finals in the 5A. They will take on Vernon Hills. Last night, Johnsburg in overtime. They beat Chicago Phillips, the defending state champs, 23-20. That was in overtime. This game here, Bob Wagner, who joins me, I'm Leon Groover. They will vie for the state championship on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. So a big game indeed as we take a look at the football teams that will be playing, and probably one of the biggest games I have ever called, one of the things that Bob and I have been involved with, and definitely one of the biggest games in school history of Final Four for the first time ever, Bob. And it's one of those things that it's nice to have, again, after the adversity we have seen in years past of not winning a lot of games, what our community has gone through this week. This is a huge game for our community and for our team.
Yeah, it certainly is, and I think it's a situation where, you know, the recent events of this past week have definitely taken a toll on, you know, everybody in the community that's involved. But, you know, it's the time for us to come together and kind of put that off to the side, so to speak, for a few hours and focus on the task at hand, which is all these fine young gentlemen out there trying to get us to a state final game.
I kind of look at this way because I, you know, early this morning, I have been living in Canton all my life. I drove up. I went out, first of all, to get some new Long Island gear, make sure there was going to be frozen tonight, a new stocking cap, and I did earlier in the week, so a little bit out of the norm. But driving through the community, I'm thinking, you know, this is the heart of our community, the downtown business district, and what it means that it was shaken this week in regards to what life can be taken at any moment on a serious issue with workers who do their everyday jobs and are in peril. We always talk about our military, but we also have people who work in hammer and gas, electric, those type of things, who, you know, definitely are every day putting their life online. You know, it's still the heart of what we do. Week 9, the Little Giants were shaken by the loss of their heart of their team, Chase Chamberlain. Can it come together like we have as a team, the Little Giants, the last 3 weeks, Bob? And this is a rallying cry for the community, and a lot hinges on the way this team has performed, not only throughout the season, Bob, but the last 3 weeks especially, because they have given us some thrills, some terrific moments, nearing heart-stopping moments. And again, we've kind of all held together, as we talked about with Coach Pearson. He's talked about that fist, you know, not being divided. We need that more than ever in this game here against a very, very talented Rochester football team.
Yeah, we certainly do. And, you know, from the earlier past few weeks to this point, our opponent has not gotten any easier by no means. And, you know, the one we're facing tonight has been the state finals 5 out of the last 6 years. And, oh, guess what? They won 5 titles in a row. So this is nothing new for them, so to speak. But it is new for us, and I think that might be an advantage for us. You know, where do we have to lose? Absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. You go out there and give it your all. I mean, everything on the field, and everybody in our community will be satisfied whether you win or lose.
We take a look at Canton's record, 10-2. That equals two other squads, the 98-99, which finished at 10-2. Rochester, 11-1, 11 straight playoffs, which includes those 5 consecutive state titles. Beginning in 2010, they were denied a year ago in the quarterfinals. And again, won last week against a very talented Altoff team. And again, for the Cantaloupe Giants, and again, facing a team offensively, has 52 points per game and has scored 86 touchdowns, Bob. Even those numbers are more than we have seen in Metamora in some of their really good conference and championship seasons.
Yeah, and the opponent we're playing today is a team that wants to drop at least 50 on you each and every game. And, you know, if they can get an insurmountable lead like they have, virtually through all the games they've played so far this year, it puts them in their comfort zone. It's our job and our duty to keep them out of that spot.
When you take a look back here and reflecting again, I think there was a kind of two really big moments, and I think that it came to light that this team had the ability when they won at Metamora. You know, I think that's a huge game. But I even think sometimes even more important was the way we finished the Washington game. We had a really bad middle part of the game, but the way we dominated the play at the end of that game, I think that team from that point on has really been a very good football team.
They have, and, you know, I was asked virtually the same question at work the other day. And for me personally, I liked the Beacon game. You know, that was a game that a lot of folks weren't sure about. And I'll tell you what, we clicked on all cylinders from start to finish, fired up in 57 points against a playoff team. Nonetheless, a 7A playoff team. So that was one for me that really got the thing going. It's been really a fun ride to be successful with these kids so far throughout the season.
You were talking about one of the biggest games either one of us have called, and we've called a couple of combinations of some semifinal games. We've done a Lewistown semifinal, and we've also done a North Fulton regards to that. But having broadcast the entire season and following this Little Giant football team, it has a great more of passion and a more thought process when we think in terms of what this team has really accomplished this season. And one of the things, you know, and I think more than anything else, is the way that it has drawn some of most of the other teams there from the past, you know, alumni and those kind of different teams in regards to what we're able to see. Today, one of the former alumni, Mark Kendallider, Houston, Texas. We've had a number. One I talked to today, Derek Nelson, is a former Canton. His background began with Steve Graves, Coach McDowell, in regards to that. And he told me in an interview you'll hear at halftime, he's a 98 Canton grad. He played on the 97-98 playoff team, which they finished 7-3. They lost to Sacred Heart Griffin. From that point on, he has been tied with Derek Leonard, and in the route that they are now, they come here and resurrected the Rochester football program, and lo and behold, what they have done is the 11 playoffs, 5 state titles. You'll hear from Derek Nelson coming up, and he's an extreme humble and great family guy, and I'm so proud of him. I remember doing Derek's games back in the junior high days and all the way up to the first really time we had, and we had a nice long embrace and a nice hug, and he told me that Coach McDowell gave him a kiss on the forehead, and that's how much they had the ties. John and Mary are his parents. They live, of course, back in Canton. Our countdown to kickoff continues. Our pregame show is brought to you throughout the year by the Graham Health System. Shop the Graham Thrift Shop at 175 South Main in Canton. All proceeds remain local. Other scores today, and some of these include, as we mentioned, the 5A Peoria High beat Morris 43-35. Vernon Hills beat Sycamore 21-16. And the other action going on, I know that Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin won 28-16 over Burbank St. Lawrence. I know that Dale Kuhn, again, is a Canton grad. He is here. He lives in the nearby Chatham and Springfield area. Also going on in the 2A semifinals, it was DMAC over Anawan Weathersfield 34-7, and Maroa Forsyth beat Shelbyville 48-8 in 3A. Carlinville over Vernon Northmack 27-21, and as we mentioned, Johnsburg 23, Chicago Phillips 20 in overtime last night. The winner of that game meets the game right here. You're about to, again, witness as the Cantaloupe Giants take on Rochester through the technical age that we live in. Might be one of the most listened to, either viewed or listened to on the Internet tonight of this game, and we are just more than proud to be a part of that, and hopefully we can do it justice and the impact and the meaning it will have in a possible trip to the state finals coming up Friday right after Thanksgiving at 7 o'clock in Champaign. We step aside our countdown to kickoff here at about 22 minutes away. Canton taking on the Rockets of Rochester. More coming up in the pregame show. It's brought to you by the Graham Health System. And again, shop the Grand Thrift Shop at 175 South Main. All proceeds remain local. First time out. Countdown to kickoff. Little Giant football in the semifinals. And we're streamed online. 1560WBYS.com. Wherever you're listening. And nursing home. A bar. And your house. Basement. Wherever you may be listening. In your car. And streaming online. All of our good listeners out there who are already so loyal. We do appreciate it. Hope you enjoy more coming up in the pregame show. While we visit with the head coach, Ryan Pearson, what his accomplishments have been now in his third season. We'll visit with the head coach after this. Little Giant break number one. Your voice of the Little Giants, WBYS streamed online, 1560WBYS.com.
This Canton Little Giant playoff game is brought to you by American Family Insurance agent Tyson Smith in Canton. Call Tyson at 647-5466 for the best quotes for your farm insurance. Good luck, Little Giants, from Tyson Smith, American Family Insurance in Canton.
Here's the scoop on something to tempt your sweet tooth. It's Your Churn. It's a new premium ice cream with deliciously decadent flavors. Indulge yourself. Take home It's Your Churn premium ice cream today.
Stop into your Canton Hy-Vee today and satisfy your sweet tooth with It's Your Churn ice cream, a new premium ice cream available only at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
CJ Flowers and Moore would like to congratulate the Canton Little Giants on their advance to the playoffs. Call 647-9662 or stop in 5 East Ash Street in Canton for your orders today. CJ Flowers and Moore for all your floral needs. Go Little Giants!
Create your vision. Looking for banners, signs, vehicle graphics, custom wallpaper, or screen printing for everything from t-shirts to signs? Maybe business cards or marketing materials are all you need. In this fast-paced world, Travis and his team at Platts Printing stand above the rest by producing a superior quality product backed by friendly, professional, efficient service, timeliness, and expertise. If you can think it, we can print it. Platts Printing, 141 East Vernon Street in Farmington, 228-1069. Start your career in cosmetology today with Innovations Design Academy in Canton and Macomb. Classes begin November 8th and December 13th. Call 647-4224 for details. Innovations Design Academy in Canton and Macomb, 647-4224.
Little Giants on the road, the Final Four tonight. Rochester, the Little Giants in the semifinals. Coach Ryan Pearson is with us. And Coach, when you look back in week nine, a lot of things kind of fell apart a little bit that game. We had the injuries and everything. And what a remarkable recovery this team has made since that point. It's kind of fell in place for a lot of things we believed in the summertime, and everything's really coming together for this team.
Yeah, very proud of our kids and how they handled the adversity. It's really kind of fitting because our kids are pretty resilient kids. They don't give up. They continue to fight. And no matter what adversity is thrown at them, you know, they still persevere and fight through it. And so, very happy with how the team has responded. You know, without its leading rusher, you know, nobody ever would have given us a chance, to be in the semifinal game without Jace. And so to do that, you know, that's really just a testament to our kids and a testament to our coaching staff for helping put our kids in the right position to be successful.
Wednesday, a disaster in Canton in the downtown area. It's been kind of a similar type of thing. We've been knocked down before, get back up, fight as a community, and this team kind of resembles a lot of what our community right now is kind of dealing with.
You know, it really puts things in perspective. You know, you get a tragedy like that, you kind of reflect on how blessed and how fortunate, you know, we really are. I love that our kids are, you know, the first ones that wanted to go out and help the community in their time of need, because our community has been so supportive, you know, of our football program and throughout this entire season. And so, a lot of times when you face some adversity as a community, you know, there's that bright spot. And right now, I think a huge bright spot is the fact that we're playing in the semis. And nothing would give our kids and, our coaching staff greater joy than to go over and get a huge semifinal win and, you know, bring some positivity back to the community.
When you look at preparation, you can't veer from what you've been successful the last 3 or 4 weeks, do you? You kind of keep it the same kind of routine, same kind of the walkthroughs, everything during practice sessions.
I'm definitely a creature of habit, and, you know, I want to go with what's gotten us to this point, and you know, I don't want to stray from anything that our kids are comfortable with, and I really like the game plan that we have going in this week, and hopefully our kids can go out and execute.
We always talk about that step ladder through the season. Never thought we'd get to this particular point of the ladder. You know, when you look at the peak now, it's just a game away from getting to the state championship, mm-hmm. and something that I never had an opportunity to do, so it's one of the biggest games I've ever had to broadcast and be a part, having grown up here in Canton. It's just a big smile on my face no matter what happens on Saturday night. And I know that this team will give everything, laid everything out there. And I know that's what all you've expected out of this team the entire season.
Yeah, I mean, I can't stress it enough. You know, we talk about it all the time with our purple collar attitude. You know, our kids are going to go out, they're going to play hard, they're going to fight, and they're going to leave it all out on the field, and that's all we can ask, no matter win or lose. And it's certainly been a great run. It's something that our kids are never going to forget. You know, I had the opportunity to play in the state championship game my senior year, and you know, that was 20 years ago, and it still seems like it was yesterday. And so I would love to give our kids the opportunity to experience the same thing and be able to eat Thanksgiving dinner with their family and then have to come to football practice. I mean, that's one of the greatest feelings out there. So we're certainly going over there to take care of business and hopefully get ourselves to the state championship game.
One of the things that really, you look at film in this team, the dynamic offense, the way that they can really strike big and early and quick and often, that they have a lot of different pieces there. Find a way to slow them down, and that's the main thing, is to have possession of the football a lot, right? I mean, that's going to be the whole balance of the game.
Yeah, like you said, they're a very dynamic offense. They've got a lot of very good skill position players. You know, they've got 3 Division I receivers, a stalwart kid, you know, 6'6" out on the edge, and the 2 Cox brothers that they have are as athletic of kids as we're going to see all year. And our game plan is going to make sure that offense stays on the sideline. We're going to play ball control and hopefully eat some clock and be able to grind it out on them. And defensively, we know that they're going to make plays. I mean, when you have athletes like that, they're going to make plays. And, you know, the big thing is for our defense to rally and come up and hit them as hard as they can. And hopefully those kids aren't going to want to come across the middle anymore. Start to get a little bit of alligator arms. We talked about that quite a bit all week. And our kids feel confident in that approach, and so do we as coaching staff.
One of the things that I, in a lot of conversation with their radio people, is they geared up pretty much their season for a little revenge against Altoff. Hopefully they look by us a little bit, don't think that we're playing a great conference, and we've had a really good 2 or 3 games here run. I mean, that's one thing, they can't overlook us.
No, I really, you know, anytime that you get into semifinals, everybody that you play is an exceptional football team. I mean, you don't get to the Final Four without doing some things very, very well. And so we're certainly looking forward to the challenge. You know, we're obviously hoping for a little bit of letdown. You know, I know that they've had that Altoff game circled on their calendar, since they lost in the quarterfinals last year. And we're certainly hoping for a little bit of letdown. But, you know, they're extremely well coached. And I know that those guys are going to have their kids ready to play. And should be a great battle.
It's always in our closing and our keys to the game. Getting into a title game, state championship, what must happen for this Silver Giant team?
Well, you know, like I said earlier, this is my 3rd semifinal football game that I've been a part of, and it always comes down to turnovers. And it seems like, you know, I remember, having some heartbreak losses, and then some ecstatic wins, you know, but it's the team that turns the ball over less, you know, that always puts themselves in a position to be there at the end. And we've got to establish our run game early and keep their offense off the field and eat clock. We just can't give up the big play. You know, with those athletes that they have, you know, make them earn it and don't give up that big one play, touchdown drive. And if we can do that, you know, I think we've got a chance.
Absolutely. Coach, great preparation for this semifinals. Good luck to you. let's roll the dice and let's head to Champaign.
You betcha. Thanks, Leon. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Coach Ryan Pearson, we're ready for kickoff coming up here from Rochester after this 90-second break over Giant Football on WBYS.
Good luck to the Canton Little Giants in the 4A football playoffs from Ed Goodwin at Ed's Upholstery in Canton. Call 647-7980 or stop in to 345 North 7th to schedule your next upholstery project. Home, auto, watercraft, and more. Call Ed's Upholstery, 647-7980.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy. Build on a solid foundation.
Congratulations to the Canton Little Giants from Prairieland Printing. Visit them for all of your printing, copying, faxing, and shipping needs. Stop into Prairieland Printing and meet the new owner at 52 East Elm Street in Canton, 647-5425. Go Little Giants!
Going to a ball game and banking at Mid-America National Bank have a lot in common. For example, those who go to a game are loyal to the school they're following, just like many of our customers and their families have been loyal to Mid-America for generations. It's all based on trust and knowing who you're working with. Mid-America National Bank, your bank for life, in Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit midnatbank.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for hunting season. Find bows and cases, tree stands, ammo, guns, blinds, targets, archery accessories, and more for every outdoorsman this season. The largest selection of archery and hunting gears at Farm King in Monmouth, Canton, Galesburg, Macomb, Kewaunee, and Burlington. So if you need to add gun accessories, calls or decoys, knives, traps, or rain gear to your collection, shop Farm King and make them your official hunting headquarters. Farm King, the family store with more for the outdoorsman and hunting season.
Shelter Insurance's Todd Fletcher would like to congratulate the Canton Little Giants and also wish them good luck in the playoffs. Shelter Insurance, for all of your insurance needs. Call Todd Fletcher for your quote today, 647-8550. Let's go, Giants!
At Davis Buick GMC, we are devoted to delivering outstanding customer service while helping you find that new or used Buick or GMC vehicle. Whether you are looking to purchase or lease, we invite you to come in and let our sales assist you and your family in finding the right Buick Enclave or LaCrosse. Or how about a GMC Sierra or Acadia? They are all here. We also offer full parts or service department that is second to none. Davis Buick GMC. MC 2051 North Main, Canton, 647-1212, where the customer is our business.
We're under the 10-minute mark here before kickoff on a cold night, and the winds definitely will play a little bit in the scheme of things defensively against their great passing game, and Rochester Rockets come in 11-1. We'll have an interview at halftime. Canton grad Derek Nelson, he's in his 12th year. He began here with Coach Derek Leonard. And we'll hear that interview with Derek at halftime. Had a chance to visit with him. He is a 1980-98 Canton grad. We'll hear that coming up on the Ivanhoe State Bank portion of the halftime show. First season of varsity football in 1997. They began in the Corn Belt Conference until 2010 when they joined the Central State 8. And that is one of the power conferences along with the Sacred Heart Griffin. As we mentioned, they were winners today as well. So they will be advancing. Here are tonight's starting lineups defensively, brought to you by the Mid-State Pack Formations in 1995 North Main and Canton. More information, call 647-1260 or go to midstatepackformations.com. In the defensive line, it'll be D.N. Ethan Ward, a senior, the nose, Jarnigan, Nathaniel Jarnigan, a senior. D.N. it's Nathan Miller. Also, the linebackers will be Bryce Adams, a junior. Mags, Ethan Magnuson, who's been brilliant throughout this year now, an additional spot offensively. He is a linebacker, Ethan Magnuson, and Gage Miller, linebacker for the Canton Little Giants. The secondary will consist of Nathan Lucas, Evan Otto, the free safety. Either will be linebacker D-back, J.T. Shaw, will play Cameron Lucas. And again, as we mentioned, not only being first-team all-conference, but all-state first-team as well in Class 4A. Congratulations. The Illinois Football Coaches Association. And Preston Taylor also. He was honored as an all-conference in Mid-Illini, and he has been terrific, too, as well. They will be definitely tested today if we are to pass that test against this high-powered offense for Rochester. Preston Taylor is a senior. That is your starting defensive lineup tonight, brought to you by Mid-State Tech Formations, 1995 North Main. More information, call 647-1260 or go to midstatetechformations.com. One of the things we talked about, the improbable comeback, and they had their own last week, and we had a chance to see that after Bob and I made our trip to Monticello. And, again, terrific season by Farmington. But they faced a 47-28 third-quarter deficit. They had two key catches by Deontay Cox, one of the twin brothers, a 27-yarder, a 45-yard touchdown. That proved the Rockets to the lead. And then their number one, Cox, again, who has missed five games because of a broken left arm versus Jacksonville. He had 101 yards. So they have their primary targets back in the lineup. We understand that number 28, Jace Chamberlain, will be dressed for this game. So in the advent, so Canton would be losing late in the game. We may see Jace Chamberlain come in for a snap and to honor the terrific senior who is an honorable mention All-State first game Midland Iowa Conference there, Bobby.
Yeah, and, you know, look at that. It's only in nine games. You know, well, Jace's accomplishments were well-deserved, as were Cameron, but, you know, I still take that fifth mentality. You know, all these kids contributed to the outcome of our season so far. And, you know, I would love to see Jace go out there for a snap if the game transcends the way that it would have to let that happen. I would much rather see us win this game and watch him try and get a spark in Champaign. Man, what a thing in that would be.
No, you know, it's one of those things that if he had that opportunity, and again, the way that things have been falling for this Little Giant football team. You mentioned the Central State 8 Conference. That includes Sacred Heart, Griffin, Rochester, Decatur, Eisenhower, Chatham, Glenwood, and Jacksonville, all qualified out of the Central State 8. Springfield, Southeast, Lanphier, Decatur, MacArthur, and Lincoln. Those are some of the teams. Quickly, we have a few minutes here. We're just about, take a look at here, 5-plus, I think, there, Bobby.
It's 5-13.
So 5 minutes here. One of the things, and taking a look at this Little Giant progression through the season, we mentioned, again, a couple of opening wins, IVC, Macomb, then lost at Washington, had a good fourth quarter, bounced back, and then had a big game against Pekin, 57-35. Then in two overtimes, a win at Metamora, 35-29, a win again home against East Peoria, go on the road, beat Limestone, 44-14, won at home against Morton, lost in a tough game at Dunlap, 25-14, that was when we lost again, Jace Chamberlain. Then we come back in the first round, we beat West Frankfort at home in the first round, second round we travel and win at Columbia, 27-21, and in the quarterfinals, Canton beat Priest Modern Day by a score of 43-42. So, beside more coming up, presentation of the colors. We continue a Little Time pregame show. Our countdown to kickoff back after this 2 minute timeout.
Crawford's Home Furnishings in Canton wishes the Little Giants the best of luck in the 4A football playoffs. For the best quality and customer service for your home improvements, depend on Crawford's Home Furnishings, 17 South First in Canton.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GE Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairie Land Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, insurance? Then let State Farm agent Tom Conklin in Farmington help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Tom and his team handling your auto, home, renters, and life insurance, you'll have more time and money for everything else. That's money Tom can help you put towards a college savings plan or your retirement. Call State Farm agent Tom Conklin today at 245-4243 or check out his website at conklinsf.com and get to a better state with State Farm.
The coolest nerds have the coolest tech deals on Black Friday through Thanksgiving weekend. Exclusive Nerds on Call tech baskets will be up to 50% off. Assembled for all ages and budgets, they make shopping for your techies stress-free. Shop pre-wrapped gift baskets perfect for your little tech, gamer, movie fanatic, and do-it-yourself tech. Nerds on Call also has Parrot drones for very cool high-tech flying. Nerds on Call, a Facet company. They get the tech, and you get the savings. Visit CoolestNerds.com for locations.
During the holidays, hackers, viruses, and network crashes can freeze your business just when your customers need you the most. This year, don't sweat the tech stuff. Call Facet Technologies and relax. Here's Facet President Brian Ford.
Facet will back up your information, keep your system secure, and make sure you're running smoothly through the holidays. It's what we call holiday peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business, even during the holidays. See it all now at FacetTech.com.
Back to under the 2-minute mark before kickoff tonight, and on the line, a trip to Champaign Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, 7 o'clock. They'll take on Johnsburg, the winner of this Canton and Rochester game. It's 37 degrees. We have some really winds we have seen from last night all the way through today. Northwest 20, gusts to 30 miles per hour. And again, our keys to the game with BW right before the kickoff is brought to you by State Farm agent Chuck Taylor. For mutual funds, life, and health insurance, call check at 647-8544. I've leaned on you pretty heavy, you know, over the last 16 years, Bob, and one of the biggest games we've had a chance to be able to call here. Let's get to our keys to the game right before the kickoff against Rochester here.
Well, I'm going to keep it pretty simple, man, like I have virtually throughout the playoffs. And, you know, for one, we have to play mistake-free football. You know, we can't afford any mental penalties, mistakes, can't turn the ball over. You play mistake-free football, it greatly enhances your chances of winning. And the second thing, you know, we talked about before we came on the air, to me, we have to realize who we're playing and not what we're playing. That's because we're playing another opponent. We're not playing a team has won 5 state titles in consecutive years besides last year. You can't take that into a factor in a game where you're going to be playing behind the eight ball throughout the entire thing. It's another football team. It's another step. It's that final goal. You have to take it that way, or the pressure's going to be insurmountable.
Well put. Little Giants Rochester coming up with their keys to the game. Brought to you by State Farm agent Chuck Keeler. You can check out the Chuck at Mutual Funds Life and Health Insurance. Call Chuck at 647-8544. We're seeing online, 1560WBYS.com. We'll join you after the break for the kickoff. Little Giants trying to gain a trip to the state championship when we return in 90 seconds.
Hi, this is Nick Tinsman, attorney at Barnhart, Tinsman & Lane. Spoon River College gave me a foundation to build upon, and without the overwhelming burden of student loan debt. Spoon River College can be your perfect beginning, too. Register now. Visit src.edu.
Call Hubbard Insurance Agency in Canton, your local Farmers Mutual Hail agent at 647-4144. Hubbard Insurance in Canton and Farmers Mutual Hail are equal opportunity providers. Hubbard Insurance Agency in Canton, 647-4144. Call John Hubbard today.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day. For service that can't be beat, call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
Congratulations to the Canton Little Giants from Wilkie's Barbershop in Canton. Head on down to Wilkie's and get your haircut. They have served Canton and the surrounding areas for 18 years. Wilkie's Barbershop, located right next door to Walgreens, 357-3889. Let's go, Little Giants.
Kicking it off will be the junior Jesse Theobald, number one for Little Giants. Is it a history-making night in the cards for Little Giants? We begin our first 12 minutes of football, and tonight live from Rochester, the kickoff, the Little Giants take on the Rockets. They kick it off, and they kick it deep, back at about the 10-yard line on the return by Rockets got it to the near side. Coming up the 46-yard line and driven out of bounds on the return by Avante Cox. That is one of their kickoff return specialists, as long as his brother, Dante Cox, and again, about a 40-yard return, plus there by, again, for Rochester, that was Avante Cox. So that is the way they began inside the Lower Giant territory. So a big return. Get set up, get some great field position.
Yeah, the Rattles set on that return lane. They got a nice return out of it, too, already in Little Giant territory.
They got two receivers to the opposite side, the zone read, and the run up the middle. Springs loose, and he is gone for a touchdown, 47 yards on the run there by Rochester. Mike Wicky, Matt Wicky, again, a 47-yard return, and up front, they made a big blow off the left side and a 47-yard run by, again, Matt Wicky. And that's how the game begins after the big return. They strike quickly here. And I believe it's at the 11:43. They score on a 47-yard run by the transfer from Mount Zion from a year ago. And will be out of the hold of Grant placement. And the freshman, he will boot it through the uprights. And again, Clay Awalt. And it's a quickly 7-0 Rochester lead with the PAT. And the Little Giants find themselves down in this game, 7-0. Well, it's 33. Back to the kickoff from Rochester in 30 seconds.
This Canton Little Giant playoff game is brought to you by American Family Insurance agent Tyson Smith in Canton. Call Tyson at 647-5466 for the best quotes for your farm insurance. Good luck, Little Giants, from Tyson Smith, American Family Insurance in Canton.
CJ Flowers and Moore would like to congratulate the Canton Little Giants on their advance to the playoffs. Call 647-9662 or stop in 5 East Ash Street in Canton for your orders today. CJ Flowers and Moore for all your floral needs. Go Little Giants!
Back here for the kickoff and the Little Giants. The opposite side again gives up the quick touchdown of the 47-yard run, 7-0. After the big, of course, the kickoff return. Back, it's Gabe Gossett, Drake Yerbich, and who else is back there? Bob, you mentioned somebody else back there for the Little Giants.
Kate Stansel.
And Stansel for the Little Giants. Set out on the white trimmed and, again, some of that purple and purple pants and the Vegas gold helmets.
And don't forget, we started out awful similar last week against Breeze, too.
Yeah, we did.
And they returned the kickoff and scored. We come back to win. So we're not out of anything yet. It's a quick score.
He has to be able to handle that. They pop it up to this near side, and it goes out of bounds. And it'll be about the 42, 43-yard line for the Canton Little Giants offense. So that scoring, again, is brought to you by Country Financial, Ray Rickenall, Walter Brown, 47-yard run by Matt Wicking. And he is a senior, and the PAT was added 7-0. Little Giants, again, up front, it'll be Nathan Miller, a senior, Nathan Petty, the junior, he's the center. The right guard will be Gage Miller, a junior. Garrett Petty, offensive line on the right side. He is a junior. And the early going here. So it's Lucas Ketch on the right tackle. Tight end will be Cameron Lucas. We have the wing. Sniffer is Bryce Adams. Single back. High snap. That's Clint Wells. Trying to turn it up the corner. He is tripped. And again, the loss of a couple of yards. So again, up to about the 41. They had the football to leap. No, I think it's going to be, because it was, yeah, 43 was the line of scrimmage.
He lost two.
The loss of two. Just want to make sure everybody was on the same page here in this first play here. But, again, a loss of a couple of yards. Again, the Little Giants will come out. Nathan Lucas, personnel-wise, he'll come off the field. That means Stansel's on as receiver. Here we go. Stansel comes to this near side. Play clock is at 10. Little disorganization. Split backfield. They fake it. And around. It's Drake Irving. Nice block there. Block in the back. That's going to be against the Little Giants, and Lathan Miller. Again, all I had to do is just kind of size him up.
And this is my, this is what I'm going to say about that, is that block didn't need to take place because Drake has already passed that spot. And Drake's going to now run somebody at 6'5 and 250.
Yeah, he had already turned, and he was already past him. He was past him, and then a penalty marker thrown against the Little Giants. And he should have known where he was at because he's seen Drake run right by him.
Yeah.
And it's going to go against the Little Giants.
It's going to be a 10-yarder, too.
So a 10-yarder backs it up. Again, block in the back against the Little Giants. And so they'll back it up. And let's see where they put the football now at the 21-yard line. So again, a loss of 10. Puts the down now, second down.
Yeah, off that down in a long way.
Yep. All the way to about the 43 they got to get back. Out of the gun again. Single back. They motion that. Runs, cuts it, turns, spins, and driven down. Driven down on the run there. Again by
Dylan Walton.
Dylan Walton. Yep. Who had the run, and he was slammed. The young sophomore slammed to the turf. And it gets all the way back to the 17 to 4 yards.
Yeah, well, that's what I'll give him for you.
Negative yards. That's not the way to start this drive out after they score a 7-0 lead. Again, a Little Giants down. Play brought into 22. Different personnel.
We've had three plays lay on for a total of minus 8 yards. That's not counting that 10-yard penalty also.
Got to brave your way through this little shock factor here. From the 30, down from, again now, from the 16, back to pass. Throws it up, and it's a catch. No, incomplete. That was going to be about the 33-34.
It was there.
Yep. And it's incomplete. It's intended for Cameron Lucas.
A little behind him, too.
Yep. He might have heard a little bit of footsteps because they were coming to double coverage behind him. They had defensively back there, again, the Skyler Caruso. And so it'll be fourth down, punting for the Little Giants. So a three and out punt coming up from Cameron Lucas.
He needs to punt it away from the returner.
Yeah, because they have electric skill people that can score. And again, nice punt to the opposite side of the field. Continued. Nice little giant roll. Continues to roll. And he tries to field it. It does from the inside to 20. One block to the far side. He cuts. And a missed tackle there. And the return here is Avante Cox. And he gets it into football territory. And they bring him down inside the 50.
Right on the play.
And now another one. How many teams would you be able to see this, Bob? That was a great punt there by Cameron Lucas, and they ended up fielding it. He fielded inside the 20, where he fielded it all the way, about a 30-yard return there, again, for the second time by Avante Cox.
Definitely an athletic play, to say the least. I think it's a face mask against us.
So a face mask. Again, these are things when you're on the road, and especially the magnitude of this game, you have to be able to pull it together here. Find your leadership. Keep that fist. And we're talking about that holding things together here, Bob, where it can be over quickly against the power in quick strike offense that coach, again, for Rochester, Derek Leonard. In his 12th season, offensive line coach is Derek Nelson, the Canton grad. You'll hear from him on our halftime show. He's a 1998 grad. He's been here every year since they turned things around here at Rochester. So first and 10 now. Again, snap of the football, run off this left side block, and through traffic gets it down to about the 30-yard line. And it looks like the carrier there was number 2, who had Wiki. So Wiki is the guy who was injured early, broke his arm, and he was the kid that transferred in from Mount Zion in the offseason. Now for the 29 from first and 10. Zone read. Here's the quick pass. And a catch, turn, spins, and upended there is Avante Cox. Stopped there defensively by the Little Giants. Again, Nathan Lucas and a couple of others out there defensively in the secondary. Little Giants D-line and consists of Ethan Ward.
Now you got Josh Green in at quarterback, Leon.
Yeah, they will flip again for Rochester. As we mentioned, the QB is Josh Grant, number 14. There's a penalty marker. Quickly thrown here.
It's got to be against Rochester.
Yep. From the 23-yard line, it'll be second down, and it may back it up. But again, going to see what the clock is here, Bob. I think it's 9:04, right?
That's what it is.
Yep, so 9:04.
5-yarder against Rochester.
So it backs them up a little bit here. Talked with Derek a little bit as we were coming in the gate. He was kind enough to kind of meet me at the gate. He had segments that he was doing at 4 o'clock. The one thing he teaches the kids, quickly get off the football. That's been his preaching from day one here. Run off the right side, and that's the QB. That's the quarterback, Josh Grant. Good stop there defensively by the Little Giant.
He got about four, possibly.
He's kind of staggered his way to get to that point.
Well, they only give him two.
So a couple of yard gain. Here's Nick Baker back in. Through the first 4 or 5 weeks, Bob, this is pretty much the routine they've done with, again, Josh Grant, Nick Baker as the QBs. So third and eight now from the 27 in Little Giant territory, where Rochester leads it 7-0. 8:24 on the first period. And it could be encroachment against the Little Giant.
Yeah,
so I think it's on the opposite side.
It's against us.
Yeah, looked like number 40, Mags. Against a dead ball foul against the Little Giant.
Can't do that.
It's, you know, when you keep a team like this, you give them an extra, again, few yards.
I mean, the world. I tell you what, I'm a lot more comfortable in this third and eight to the third and three.
Yeah. So third and short yardage for the offense from the 22. And they toss pitch to this near side. Try to seal the outside. Springs, turns, gets inside the 10, and then thrown back. Good job defensively by the Little Giants there. Made that initial stop was Nathan Lucas. Also a stop there by the Little Giants with Ethan Ward up front. So first and goal from the 9 now. First and goal on the 9. That was a little toss pitch as the man was coming in motion across the backfield right in front of the QB. That'll snap that zone read, and that is a run there by Ostermeyer, number 32. Stacked and he goes, gets to about the 6-yard line when then
given forward.
In a hole, again, assortment of Little Giants made the stop there. In defense, we got Ian Stairwalt and Evan Otto, and two or three other tacklers. It'll be second and goal at the 5 for Rochester. Coming up on the 7:39 mark, opening quarter. Rockets lead 7-0. And it's a toss pitch to this near side. Runner is Ostermeyer, and he is driven down out of up the 5. Running out to the 4, maybe. I think it was to the 5, though. I think it was the initial surge there, Bob.
Yeah, I gave him one.
Yep, so third and goal with the 4 now. Little Giants did a pretty good job. Now letting get into space out there. 7:13 clock runs. They work it to the hash mark to this left side. Power formation. Again, quick fake. Quarterback going to run it, and I think he's going to get in. He got in from 4 yards out the run there by the QB. So a 4-yard run. So he went everybody covered, Bob, except for the QB, Nick Baker. And so for a 4-yard run, and it comes here at the 7:01 mark, that's unfortunate, Bob. I think we had a great job of scheme there. But again, forgot one man, that's the QB, and he ran it in for 4 yards out. Here's another one, Clay A. Welch. Boots, he's got a big, strong leg. Young man's about 6'5", is a freshman, and he pushes it through the uprights quickly now with the PAT, Rochester, 14. Little Giants, nothing. First quarter action, 7-1, the kickoff back to Rochester on the road in the semifinals in 30 seconds.
It'll be here before you know it. Seems to start a little earlier each year. Tis the season for the flu. Good thing it's never too soon to get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Get your flu shot early and save yourself some worry. Plus, when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, you can save 20 cents a gallon on gas with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Plus Perks card. There's no appointment necessary, so get your flu shot today at Hy-Vee and get your 20-cent Hy-Vee Fuel Saver discount. Some restrictions apply.
4-yard run by the QB, Nick Baker. And again, it's PAT added, the 7:01 mark, and just like that, Bob, a couple of possessions, they lead it 14-0. And this is, you know, I kind of expected a little bit of this. When you're on your road, hostile territory, they have a high-powered offense. If you watch them on film enough, you know you got to make good tackles and not give them good field position.
Yeah, and you're definitely going to jump on the stamp of the ball because they're, like you say, quick up the ball. It's hard to gain momentum when you're getting pushed backwards. Right off the snap. We've got a lot of time left.
And this is one of those things they do a little bunch kind of a thing for the kickoff.
A little wrinkle.
Yep. And we've seen a little bit of this, too. They shift out of it. And they try to go the 10-yarder on side. We'll see. They're saying it was recovered by Rochester.
And
it's a 49-yard line. So they pull a trick out of the Little Giant bag of tricks we have seen being so successful. And, again, we've done it to a lot of different teams, and they do one here. And again, an onside kick recovered by Rochester. Well, you know, we're feeling proud of that, ain't they? You know, that was the wrinkle. If they were going to come, seen that themselves too. But you got to be able to execute onside kick. And recovered there by Rochester inside the 50-yard line. Great execution, again, by their kicker as well. And again, on the kickoff, there it is, Wiki. So you can see why they brought him in a transfer. And again, penalty marker going to be thrown here.
It begins us.
Yep. So Rochester on the offside, on the onside kick. And it moves it 5 yards into Canton territory again now from inside the 45.
That's already penalty number four against the Little Giants.
So Rochester possession. And we'll see that is now at the 6 minute 52 second mark here. Now as their possession begins, they swing a man to this near side, back to pass. They float it on the screen at the 35. He got some running room and drilled from behind. That's a catch there by Deontay Cox. And you want to talk about some wheels, man. I'll tell you what. They can push the pedal when they got to get into the alley off the opposite side there. So the catch there by Deontay Cox. He's All-State as well.
Great boy.
Yeah, he's All-State, first team, defensively, and also as a wide receiver. On the 24, first and 10 now. Rochester decked out in blue, trimmed in white with the orange pants. Back to pass. He's got a man open, and he maintained it. No, he didn't. Incomplete. It would have been a touchdown, again, by Dante Cox. If you saw a little bit of video, and a lot of Canton folks did, he made a spectacular diving catch late in the game against Althoff.
And Cameron,
that's a highlight reel.
And Cameron Lucas was right there with him, laying stride for stride. Credit him.
It'll be second down, and again here from Rochester. With, again, 6:27 left in this opening quarter here. They'll work it out again. They work it out of a single back. Two by two now. They shift into it. Off to this near side is Stallworth. He's a wide receiver, 6'6". Little dumps the pass in space to Avante Cox. He runs it down the sideline. He dives to the pylon and gets in. 24 yards. On a little swing pass. 24 yards on the pass. And it went from Baker, but again, 24 yards pass. And again, here it goes from the QB Baker. And again, here at the 6:18 mark of this opening quarter here from Rochester. And quickly they strike Tatert one time again here in this opening period. Again, a 24-yard pass. Again. Now they're going to go for, let's see what they do here. They got Stallworth is coming off the field here. Also, you got the Deontay Cox. And again, looked like, again, it was Avante Cox who again scored. But again, he's coming off the field. He's had some, he and both, his brother Deontay and also, Avante have had some injuries this season, plaguing them on and off.
They well went healthy, though. They are some serious difference makers.
PAT is added again by A.O. Welty. Adds another one. And again, Rochester advantage now 21-0. Again, with 6:18 remaining in the opening quarter. It's the semifinals tonight in 4A from Rochester Little Giants Trail 21-0. Back at the kickoff in 30 seconds.
Create your vision. Looking for banners, signs, vehicle graphics, custom wallpaper, or screen printing for everything from t-shirts to signs? Maybe business cards or marketing materials are all you need. In this fast-paced world, Travis and his team at Platts Printing stand above the rest by producing a superior quality product backed by friendly, professional, efficient service, timeliness, and expertise. If you can think it, we can print it. Platts Printing, 141 East Vernon Street in Farmington, 228-1069.
Kickoff it again. They'll do that little mob thing that they do on the kickoff. And usually kicking off will be Wiki, number two. We'll have a assortment of people right behind him. But again, we tried this in practice today. It is pretty difficult once you get up and then the other guy. And it's directional either way that you're going to kick whoever ends up.
Well, I know it's a consideration that you do in practice than it is in the game.
Yeah. You just can't go through that and So again, 21-0 here at the 6:18 mark of this opening quarter here from Rochester.
When they lined up spread out. That don't mean nothing.
Yep. Yep. We may see a little of anything here happen. And they try a little pop up to this near side. Their catch is called, and he goes down with a catch there. J.T. Shaw.
Their own 36.
Six from the 36. 37 degrees, and we have a number of Willard Giants fans here in attendance. You look across there, Bob, again, up and down the far fence line over there, the bleachers. They have a couple of those bleachers all the way around the opposite side of the field here in Rochester, and it's been all rockets so far. 21-0 now.
This goes to sustain the drive, man. He gets some points on the board. It can change the total outcome of this game.
Clint Wells, the QB, single back. This time it's Magnuson. And we'll see what the play call is here. A side snap, drives through the line of scrimmage, gets some positive yards. And I think maybe almost about back to the line of scrimmage there, Bob.
I think they're going
to
give him one.
Yep. So one, yep, they do. So up to 38. And again, it'll be second down and nine. Need to get it to about the 47 for a first down. Little Giants of again. We'll move it north to south. That's left to right in this opening first half. It's 21-0. Rochester advantage. There we go. Got a receiver to this near side. And we got the two tight ends and the wing. Take it. That's Drake Yerbick. Trying to turn the corner, and he's going to be driven down.
It's going to come. It's going to come back.
Yep. Look like, and it was Tennessee.
That's a really illegal shift.
Yep. You're right, Bob. Yep. So a shift, illegal shift against the Little Giants.
They're going to call in on Dylan Wall when he comes out of his pants before the wall is going to have two guys in motion. Can't do that.
You know, and again, he rotates. He's usually into that second line. We have a one unit and a number two unit. When he's brought in, either he and Magnuson kind of flips in that H-back position. So illegal shift against the Little Giants.
They declined the penalty lane because there was no game by Drake on the play.
Yep. So it remains now second and nine. And again, here from Rochester.
Should be third down.
Yep, so third down, you're correct. Third down, and it comes from the 37-yard line. So it's third down now. Need to get to the 47. Little Giants out of the gun again. Clint Wells, high snap, end around. It goes to Drake Yerbick. He tries to turn it up. And he gets to the far sideline, and I tell you what there, Bob, they are so tough to get any kind of positive yards again.
They're going to make you work for this.
Oh, yeah, they've
been a five-time state champ.
You know, talk with Derek. He says, you know what, it's just a lot of hard work and just get the mentality turned around. And again, so it'll be a fourth down now.
Yeah, punt for Cameron. Yep.
So Cameron. So a three-and-out punt coming up here on a fourth down. Cameron Lucas back to about the 21. Well, he will punt the football. 21-0, Rockets lead the Little Giants.
You got Deontay Cox back to receive.
Dangerous, man. They have all sorts. Anytime they have an ability, they can score from any part of the field, don't they?
Yeah.
Ball bounces, and it goes inside the 30, and it goes at about just shy of the 30, about the 31-yard line.
Nothing wrong with that punt, though.
So with Rochester. And with a 5-12 left here in this opening first period, 47-yard run by Rochester, 4-yard run by the QB, and a 24-yard pass to Avante Cox from Baker. That's their three scores so far. Statistic-wise, Bob, that's another thing we talk about offensively, not too much of the positive side of things here early.
No, we've only had one positive yard play so far.
And that shows that the magnitude of this game. He fakes it. Now he flips it out here. And it's a catch at the 50. Gets away for one tackle and thrown down. Take a look at Wicky, I believe. Matt Wicky from out of the backfield. You can see why he's such a vital part. He can run the football. They have multiple kind of guys that either can catch it out of the backfield or, again, they go vertical down the field.
And they are definitely up-tempo.
They've not even had a throw to their big guy, Stallworth, who's number 8. He's 6'6", guys. Receiver of this near side. First and 10. Here comes that little screen pass, and it dumps it off this Ostermeyer. He gets it to about the 30. There's a penalty marker down at about the 33. Again, that's a little tailback screen that goes to Ostermeyer, and he runs it.
That should be a hold.
Yep.
Against Rochester.
They let everybody come in. That's one of the few times that that screen pass, Bob, has not worked over the number of years against the Little Giants. Usually we see it once or twice during the game, don't we?
For deadly play.
Yep. Again, it's against the Rockets of Rochester with 4:58 left in this opening period. On the road on a tough night's weather. Again, the folks have bundled up and they have prepared for the road trip here. A number of Little Giant fans here on board. I know there's a number of places back in Fulton County. Either are watching or listening, streamed online, and again here from 1560WBYS.com. And Bob and I are more than gracious to be a part of each year of our broadcast. Our sponsors do a heck of a job of always their support and our listeners back there for one way or another. And if they can't make it to a game for one reason or another, now is a first and nine. Back to pass. They throw it out. Here he's got the man open. Stallworth, and he makes the catch. Add him up the 10-yard line. There's that big 6'6 target. Stallworth is a senior. Oddly enough, though, Bob, one thing about Stallworth, he's not playing football on the next level. Basketball could get a free ride, a full ride to Penn State. So now it's first and goal at the 7. First and goal at the 7 for Rochester. An opportunity to score for a fourth time. And it's Ricky drives to near the goal line. On a 5 or 6 yard carry there.
They're getting 6, man. Yeah. He almost pushed it in.
Wow, that was very close. And again, that is Matt Wicking. So it's first and goal at the 1. So with the clock running here, 4:33. On the hash mark to this near side. High snap. QB missed him, but I think he got in anyhow.
Grant.
Yeah, so Grant with the 1 yard run. 1 yard run. And that is coming for their backup quarterback, Josh Grant. So 1 yard run, and it comes here at the 4:22 mark there, Bob. We've got one of those light poles that kind of screen us from seeing the clock. We have a beautiful view up here, though, in this nice press box here with the upper tier with the second row. A lot of media here and covering this. So it's, again, a 1 yard run by their quarterback, Josh Grant. Out of the hole to Grant, the freshman, boots it through the uprights again. He is 4-for-4, as well as Rochester going 4-for-4 in their possession. 28-0 in this first quarter. Rochester with the lead against the Little Giants. The kickoff from Rochester in 30 seconds.
Crawford's Home Furnishings in Canton wishes the Little Giants the best of luck in the 4A football playoffs. For the best quality and customer service for your home improvements, depend on Crawford's Home Furnishings, 17 South 1st in Canton.
Congratulations to the Canton Little Giants from Prairieland Printing. Visit them for all of your printing, copying, faxing, and shipping needs. Stop into Prairieland Printing and meet the new owner at 52 East Elm Street in Canton, 647-5425. Go Little Giants!
Back here again, it's a first and 10. Again, for the kickoff here coming up, 28-0. And again, they have worked for that first and 10 type of situation and pretty magnificent in regards to it. So as we continue, 1 yard run. And just a word back to the studios. Megan, if you're listening during this break here, might want to check again the streaming. Okay, might want to check the streaming. I've had a couple of updates on some folks. I know we carried the Illinois game, so we might want to check on getting that back online, but we do appreciate that. Kickoff here coming up with 4:22, 28-0 is the Rochester lead. And again, let's see the return here. Gossett dives, and he gets it across the 25 to the 26-yard line for the possession here at the 4:18 mark. Up front for the Little Giant offense, it's Nathan Miller. Nathan Petty is the center. Gage Miller, right guard. He's all-conference for his team, middle Illini. Garrett Petty has three pairs of brothers on this Little Giant team, as we mentioned. Lucas Ketchum, the right tackle. Quarterback is Clint Wells. Little Giants break huddle the opposite side there. Well, that's the 4:18 mark here. Rochester scored on 3 run plays and 1 pass play so far. You see their stats, 86 touchdowns as a group, passing and running. There's that spin move, again, well driven through the turf.
You lose a yard.
Yep, going to lose a yard plus there, back to about the 25. So at the 25-yard line.
Loss of two.
Tell you what, Bob, you got to get your pencil figured out there because everything has been negative.
I know.
Not positive.
Well, we've only had 8 offensive plays so far.
So second and 12, Little Giants, working from the opposite side of the field. And they bring Cameron Lucas, will bring in the play.
Well, yeah, a few seconds on the clock, you know, everything's been snapped off.
Play clock is down to 4. You got to show a sense of urgency. You're trailing 28-0. High snap, inside run. They sniff it out. And that's to Drake Yerbik, and that was going nowhere.
And that's another lost man of about 2.
One thing about, I can give you this indication early, up front, 3 or 4 defensive linemen are breaking down our offensive line. I mean, it is. They're in the backfield.
They are quick off the ball. They're anticipating the snap before it's even been sent.
And now they're watching a lot of different film in regards to what defensively. Again, Sean Brewer is a tough kid, number 55. He is a Dean lineman. He's one of the main ones. I watched on film. You see number 55 in that game against Altoff.
77, the Boxman kid.
Yeah.
He's pretty strong off the ball, too.
Yeah, 2 or 3 kids there.
See, we're almost out of time clock again.
Play clock is a 2. Got to get the snap of the football. They do, just barely. They roll out again. Clint then throws it out here.
That's good.
And I believe.
How is that not passing the turn?
And again, it was a sliding grab there to the near side, but it went. Let's see, Cameron Lucas made the catch here.
No, I think incomplete,
okay.
Should have been pass interference, but
it's hard to see. They had 2 players kind of really sandwich him there. There's number 77, who Bob was talking about, Evan Boxman, 6'2", 240 lineman. So another chance, again, Little Giants go by the wayside, 3 and out coming up, and a punt on the 4th down. It's 28-0. And again, Cameron pops again to this near side. And it goes still inside the 40. Inside the 40.
Yeah, that's being a little cocky right there.
Well, yeah, I told you when we came here, Bob, the attitude that we dealt with.
A little arrogant.
Yeah. So again, Rochester football. And we'll see, it's at the 2. I believe it's at the 225 mark now.
Yeah, that's what it is.
In this opening quarter. And they'll work it from, we're at here at the 30. Let's see where they're at the 37, but they're going to think they're going to mark it off there.
They better mark it out 15.
So they are going to mark it off back inside the 30. As they keep marking it off, and down about the 20. So about the 21, looks like 22-yard line there, about 22, I think, where it's at now. So 1st and 10, on the 22, Rochester with the lead at 28-0, first period. Shell-shocked Little Giant squad trying to find their way out of this hole. Again, it'll be back to pass, looking, plenty of time. Aaron out with the middle, it's a grab, and decked. And about the 40, that's the grab there, and a catch there by Kate Ennington. But I'll tell you what, he paid the ultimate price there. He got drilled as he made the catch inside the 40. How he was able to hang on there, Bob, that was a remarkable grab.
You might realize what happened tomorrow, but he got laid out.
Great throw by Baker to the hash mark, that alley to this near side. So 1st and 10 from the 39, inside Wiki. Turns, and he's stacked up at the 35. H. Miller, also defensively by the Little Giants, a stop there. Was by Nathan Miller. Cameron Lucas there also. Tell you what, when you get in this territory, it needs almost 2 or 3 guys to bring. Some of these guys are very strong, physical.
There's a reason both these teams are in the semifinals.
Yeah. From the 35, 2nd and 6 is the Rockets. Back to pass here. Here comes Gage, just missed him. And again, he gets away from one tackler. And again, he's going to go down. He takes a shot. He's still not down. Now he's down about the 40. hit the junior, Brooks Baker, man. He was just so resilient back and forth. They just tried to bring him down. And now, there was a couple of good hits there. He had Jarnigan is going to hobble off the nose. And again, Nathaniel Jarnigan, the defensive line player.
Lots of two on the play.
Comes off third and eight. Substitution here. So third and eight now from the 37. 28 to nothing. We're coming up on the minute mark here. Passes it. And to this near side, a catch there. Looked like he was almost down at about the 31.
That's Avante Cox.
So Avante Cox, who had a terrific first period here. 52nd mark here. Leading at 28 to nothing. And a first down by the Rockets again. They're starting to roll up some first downs.
Harvard the first seven.
So again, now they'll let everybody back to the line of scrimmage here from the 28-yard line.
They are definitely not letting off the gas pedal by no means.
So 47 seconds here. Play clock at 19. At zone read, as Wiki turns, spins, and he's dropped at about the 24-yard line. On the carry there by number two, Matt Wiki.
For five.
Rochester at the 32-second mark here. They'll sub people out. They bring Ostermeyer in.
And Green in the quarterback, too, man.
So they switch on that. 2x2, the receivers, 22 seconds. Inside, that's a keeper there by Grant. And he's still being down about the 17, maybe the 16 is where he got. Again, so that is the backup quarterback, Josh Grant. He's the senior. They rotate. They did a lot in the first 4 weeks. How many teams do you know, Bob? They have one guy throw up 1,000-plus and the other almost 2,200.
It's
a splitting time.
Phenomenal, isn't it?
11 seconds here. Down to about the 9 seconds here.
Definitely what a high-octane offense can do for you.
They've scored 4 times. And again, as little chance. And again, at the end of one period, there's a penalty marker down.
They're on the hard count again. Yep.
So again, it's in between a couple of scores. They had an onside kick. They scored 2 more after that. And again, it's against the Little Giants. And
first and 5.
Yep. So first and 5, but that's, again, will they have just a put time back on the clock or not? I think they did 1.5, right?
1.5.
So again, first and 5 with 1.5 seconds left here.
That's the end of the quarter.
And that's the way the quarter comes to an end. 4 scores in the opening period. Little Giants find themselves trailing 28 to nothing. Second period when Bob and I return here from Rochester, the 4A semifinals back in 1 minute.
At Davis Buick GMC, we are devoted to delivering outstanding customer service while helping you find that new or used Buick or GMC vehicle. Whether you are looking to purchase or lease, we invite you to come in and let our sales assist you and your family in finding the right Buick Enclave or LaCrosse. Or how about a GMC Sierra or Acadia? They are all here. We also offer full parts or service department that is second to none. Davis Buick GMC, 2051 North Main, Canton, 647-1212, where the customer is our business.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy, build on a solid foundation.
Starting the second quarter, will be first and goal at the 5. Scoring so far in this game, we got a 47-yard run. Matt Wiki, PAT, was added. And then a 4-yard run by their quarterback, Nick Baker. Then the onside kick, and they scored twice after that. Big pass play went from Baker to Avante Cox. And then on a 1-yard run by the backup, Josh Brent, they pretty much mixed it up, a lot of run, swinging pass type of situations there, and they lead it 28 to nothing. Don't forget, they're coming up at the halftime. We'll have an interview with the 1998 Canton grad, Derek Nelson. He handles offensive line and tight ends. He's in his 12th year here at Rochester. We'll visit with him That's an interview I had a chance to do as we were actually coming off the, travel here. And I know he was going to begin his segments at 4 o'clock, and he worked his way in to make sure that he got taken care of, and we appreciate that. Derek is a class guy, and again, John and Mary, his parents back in Canton. Mary's a longtime teacher in the school district. Great, great individuals, and it's always nice to kind of see the impact that the coaching staff at Canton had on him. And then, of course, he hooked up with Derek Leonard and has been gold for them here at Rochester. I mean, they have completely turned around a program. Actually, it's not been around that long, and really the football program and what they've been able to accomplish in 5 state titles.
Yeah, you know, they have a name for themselves.
And here we go, first and goal from the 5, and they flip the pass out there and thrown incomplete. It's intended for Stallworth right at the goal line to go incomplete.
That was Grant.
Yep, so Grant, they've kind of flipped back and forth with Grant and Baker on numerous occasions. And they will show 4 receivers to this near side. So second and goal from the 5. Again, he got 4 to this near side. Yeah. 5 receivers.
Grant's still in the quarterback, too.
Yep. So snap of the football here. Quickly, they're flipping out here in space. The catch here. And untouched. The grab there by Avante Cox from 5 yards. 5 yards on the pass play. And it went from Grant, 5 yards to, again, Avante Cox. And what is this, something you always say there, Bob, many years ago about the bus? The wheels on the bus go around, and then sometimes they
fall. Right now the wheels are falling off the bus.
Yeah, so unfortunately, a 5-yard pass, Grant to Avante Cox, here with the 11:51 mark. They've had 4 for 4 on the PAT. It's a high snap brought back down. The freshman boots it through the upright. So another extra point added. And quickly, it's Rochester 35. Little Giants nothing. It's just in the opening seconds of the second period on the road. And the action here tonight from Rochester. More coverage. The kickoff back in 30 seconds.
Congratulations to the Canton Little Giants from Prairieland Printing. Visit them for all of your printing, copying, faxing, and shipping needs. Stop into Prairieland Printing and meet the new owner at 52 East Elm Street in Canton, 647-5425. Go Little Giants! Shelter Insurance's Todd Fletcher would like to congratulate the Canton Little Giants and also wish them good luck in the playoffs. Shelter Insurance, for all of your insurance needs. Call Todd Fletcher for your quote today, 647-8550. Let's go, Giants!
Well, you take a look at the unfolding of this game here, Bob, and I think, you know, remember I told you coming over here, I had that thing that we've accomplished so much to get to this particular point. Again, you've caught numerous, type of things at the end of the game, dramatic kind of fashion here. And if you didn't come out and execute in the early going of this game by them averaging 52 points a game and what they are able to do offensively, it was probably the best offense I've seen in watching film.
It's a high octane one. I'll tell you what, right now they play pretty much flat with football.
Yeah. And they'll kick it off. On the return here by the Little Giants. They get us up the field. That's Drake Yervik. He's got some running room. He's at midfield, and he's one more block, and he's brought down at about the 40, inside the 40, on the return by Drake Yervik. There's what we need about.
It's a start.
You got the folks on the opposite side of the field over there, up in the stands. Again, a lot of purple on the opposite side over there. A lot of coveralls, a lot of heavy-duty coats, and winter type of garb over there. 35 to nothing. But the Little Giants have it in Rochester territory. First and 10. A great return there by the Little Giants' Drake Yervik. Here we go. First and 10 now from the 39. Our best field position. High snap grab there by Clint Wells. And he gets about maybe hard or lost maybe 2.
That's a negative 2.
41, right at the 41. So loss of 2. High snap. Again, it always dictates when, again, penalties. High snap that just throws off the timing of the entire play.
Well, now you feel the pressure of being down by 35 points anyway, which is also a tough thing to keep a stranglehold on in a game like this.
You know, with the 6'2 size, any little shorter, that thing is over his head. He's very athletic.
Yes.
So, second and 12 here from the 41. Little Giants come to the line of scrimmage. They're working for the hash mark. think it's Magnuson back there.
It is.
Single back. Again, it's a direct snap to Magnuson, and he powers his way through. Nice running room. Mags is still spinning. He turns. He gets loose. He's down about the 25, down about the 20. Look at the ball come loose. The ball come loose.
He fumbled and we lost.
Oh, man. What a run there by Mags. He got through the really the tough interior. Again, the defense there by Rockets, and then coughed it up. So a fumble by Mags. Or did he say it's... Is it blown down?
No. No. He got it.
Yeah, he got it. So it's not a fumble. They called it down. So no fumble. Little Giants keep the football.
The 12-yard game. The Little Giants first down. Their first.
Nice run there by Mags. So it's a first and 10. Canton keeps the football. Single back. Fakes it. Ben Wells can't get away. Now he keeps running. He turns and spins. He gets an extra yard or two out of that. Bob, it's going to be all up to the blown play there.
That little goatee dug tackle gained a few yards.
See that defensive end come down really strong and read Clint Wells who was coming out of that fake. So again, it was a no fumble. Little Giants did hang on to the football. So it'll be second and 7. We're at the 10-minute mark here, 10-14 of the second period, trailing 35-0. This Rochester team was down by 19 last week in the second half in a rally. Again, little snap, and they came in on the QB. Clint was just diving for his life.
Minus.
Again, another poor snap on the part of the Little Giants center.
Loss of forward.
Wow. That's a tough one, too, man. You put yourself in really good field position, and now you're going to get some penalties and some mistakes here. Third and 13 now it puts you in at the 26-yard line.
Keep shooting yourself in the foot. Oh, it's okay to overcome once you're on the road.
So third and 13, Mags is back into that single back out of that single wing formation. Snap of the football. And again, off the run here, Drake Yerbick tries to turn it upfield. That's a little flicker play. You know, this play where the quarterback hands it off his hip, and they smell that out. They read it. They crash down on that edge. And again, it's going to be another loss of a few yards there by the Little Giants offense. Back to almost the 33, 34-yard line.
Loss of 6.
And that little flicker play, I tell you, that's not too many teams have been able to sniff that out and read it.
So far, defensively, they've sniffed out most of our plays.
So what do we put in position now, Bob? Again, we were in great field condition. Now it's going to be fourth down.
Yep. We're going for it.
Yep. So a fourth down here. Fourth down and 20. High snap. Yerbick again. He's going to be grilled at the 45. They were coming in and making the key sack there. That was Sam Baker. Sam Baker, linebacker, came directly in untouched. And so fourth down, no conversion. Everything going Rockets' way in this first half. I think it's at the 8:32 mark there, Bob. I'm trying to get it there.
No, I can't see it at all.
So it's a Rochester possession, fourth down and no conversion. They will have the football now. They run trips to the opposite side. And back to pass there again. That's going to be Rand. And he throws it out there, and it's knocked down.
That's right. Incomplete.
Yep. Again.
Nathan.
Yep. So Nathan will not back their defense away. Knocked it down. Incomplete on that pass.
Grant's going to QB.
Yep. It's an opportunity again, being a senior, Josh Grant here leading his Rockets team. Again, Matt Wickey comes off. Problem off the sideline here. And with 8:26 before half. Stay tuned, you'll hear from a Canton grad, Derek Nelson, on the halftime show. I had a chance to visit with him. He's a 1998 grad, played on the 97-98 playoff team, which lost to Sacred Heart Griffin. He said he's always been tied. He was again with Derek, again at Sacred Heart, and then they moved here to Rochester to turn this program around. They have been tied together ever since. And again, it goes incomplete. It was intended down the field for Avante Cox, and it goes incomplete.
He definitely had a step just over through it.
They're taking always constant shots down the field there, Bobby, trying to, again, move this game out to a 35-0 advantage. We're in the second period. So it's, again, at the 8:21 mark. second period here. Again, snap of the football here. It will be third and 10. Back to pass. He fakes it, rolls out to the opposite side, throws it out there to Graham. Could be Stallworth on the opposite side over there, Bob.
I think it
to
is.
See Stallworth. And the completion into Canton territory.
12-yard pickup in the first down.
It's hard to miss the 6'6 size like him compared to the other receivers for them. 5'11", 6 foot. It's a difference, quite a difference in his size on the opposite side of the field. It's hard to miss him out there. From the 44, takes it, throws it out here over the seam and overthrew. His man, Avante Cox, missed that opportunity, so he's second down. A little play action by the play caller there.
Done that a couple times, man, but their success running the ball can create plays like that for them to take advantage of.
Derek Leonard has spent 12 seasons here, 5 state championships, 11 straight playoffs, 2nd and 10 from the 44. Single receivers each side. Ball comes through, but I think Canton got it.
Sure, you
got it. Looked like it was recovered by
Nathan Miller.
55, Nathan Miller. And again, it's a fumble and a recover. Fumble recovered by Nathan Miller by the Little Giants. So here, again, it comes up at the 7:59 mark. And the Rockets come up with the turnover. See what the Little Giants' ability is here, trailing 35 to nothing. They work it just inside the midfield. From the 49, Little Giants offense. Now they shift out of it. Okay, the one guy came across the line here.
No moves.
Pretty close to that. And then turns, spins. And yeah, that's Bryce Adams on that sniffer read. That's a direct one from the center. He's directly behind the center when he takes that snap of the football.
Give him 7.
So big positive yards there by Bryce Adams and the Canton Little Giants. The second and short yard is out. Clock runs here. 7:32 before halftime. Two receivers, Little Giants to the offensive side. And it's a bad snap here. Brent Wells rolls out, trying to save some grace out of it. And back to about the 44-45 yard line. Back in Canton territory. That's their second or third of the bad snaps by the Little Giants. Nathan Petty.
Offensive 11.
Got to get that corrected. That's something you just... You know, in game, you have to correct it. You have to find a way.
And when you're down by 35, yeah. I mean, you can't make any mistake at all to begin with, let alone just trying to get back into a ball game.
Third and 15 now from the Little Giant 40-yard line. 35-0, Rochester with the lead. Single back out of that direct snap. It's Wells, and he is flushed out. He throws it out here, and it skips. I think it bounced. To an interception. The pressure came in and Wells threw it right in the hands of Rochester. That's going to be an interception from, and for Clint Wells, that's his 4th of the season. Interception number 4 on the year. Again, Rochester will take over in Canton territory. So it'll be now 1st and 10. And it's from the 41-yard line. So we'll see who is QB now.
Looks like it's still Grant.
Yeah, I think so, I know.
Yes.
Again, it's Grant. Heaves it down the field. He's got the man open and the catch to his near side. Deontay Cox with the grab inside the 10. So big pass play there went from Grant to Deontay Cox.
36 yards.
Well, you've seen enough of number 1 and number 5 here in this game. They have the ability to chuck the football and go vertical. So it's again, now it'll be first and goal at the 5. So he caught it inside the 10, so first and goal at the 5. Work from under center. Grant, power football, runs it off, stacked up, stopped defensively. I believe it was Ostermeyer.
Will Morris.
Oh,
33.
33?
Yeah.
All right, 6 ball. So 33 with the carry there.
No gain on the play.
So no gain. On the senior, Will Morse, in the game for them, he's just had a mere 6 touchdowns in the season, 327 yards. He's their backup to their running back situation.
It's Ostermeyer.
Yeah, this time, Ostermeyer, he's driven back.
He might have got, yep. Maybe a yard.
get Lucas Ketchum. Two others making the stop out there. I believe Ethan Magnuson making the stop.
They're giving one.
So 5 minutes, 53 seconds remaining in the second period. So it's again third and goal from the three. And again, be out of the shotgun again, this time by Grant. Single back. And again, play clock is under 10. And we'll kind of switch out of it. Now he goes under center.
Audibles.
Yeah, they go work out of the eye. Again, that's back to pass. He flips it. And a catch. And I think
it's Ostermeyer.
They got Ostermeyer after the pass there from Baker. So Ostermeyer, was that end up being 3 yards?
Yeah.
So a 3 yard pass, they changed it right.
That's 42, Leon. I caught that, not 32.
Okay. All right, so it is.
Sam Baker.
Okay, so Baker was one of the running backs. So again, Baker catches the pass again, 3 yards from Grant. So it's again coming up with about 5:21 left here in the second period. Bad snap, a low one. He still boots it through the uprights, and it's good. You know it's your night. Even a bad snap, a low one. PAT added. And they jump out here, add a couple of scores in this second period. They lead it 42-0 with 5:21 remaining before halftime. Kickoff back in the second period. And so the Little Giants trailing 42-0 back in 30 seconds.
I'm Mid-America National Bank Business Development Officer Kevin Stevenson. We're all on the go these days. That's what makes mobile banking so useful.
I'm Lauren Flickinger, personal banker. Download our mobile banking app so you can view accounts, transfer money, pay bills, and even deposit checks, all from your mobile device.
Mid-America National Bank, your bank for life. In Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit us at midnatbank.com. Member FDIC.
Obviously, have your card handy.
Back here, 42-0. That won't take place till the second half, though, so we're getting prepared for it. Again, it's one of those turn of events. And you knew coming in, Bob, this is going to be a mountain of a job against this team. And it shows you how impressive this team is. And again, we had a couple of chances here, though.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
We just haven't been able to capitalize on any yet. There's still a lot of football left.
So 42-0 to kick it off. And it's, again, for the
Gossett.
Little Giant Gossett. Runs it across the 30, got a little bit of an avenue, and they're brought down at about the 35. I think it's where they're going to end up probably getting it down to about the 35. It's where they return. They were continuing to, again, move people around even after the whistle was blown.
A little dirty.
So 5 minutes 14 before halftime. Coming up on halftime throughout the year, it is brought to you by CJ's Hair and Nail Salon. It's your full-service hair and nail salon, 647-4711, for your appointment today. That's coming up on the Little Giant Halftime Show. And a portion of my Davis State Bank segment will be with Canton grad of 1998, Derek Nelson. You want to listen in for that interview for you. And Little Giants will work it from the south end zone. Another bad snap, a direct one from Magnuson. And he can't get it. They recover it. They recovered and tumbling. And again, inside the five is where they'll end up recovering it. It bounced. Another bad, bad snap. This time way over the direct snap Magnuson. And Canton, a number of fumble. And again, by the junior center for the Little Giants. That is about five bad snaps. And this time results in a fumble.
Not good.
And recovered by Rochester. But they have a now first and goal at the 3. This is where this ends up. Again, the Rochester has already scored 2 times in this period. Again, it tries to add to their lead here. Tail end of the second period. And they pitch to this near side, trying to turn it. Near, turns, spins. And don't think he got in.
I did not.
Yep. I think it's 33 again there, Bobby.
It is.
So 33 on that run is Will Morris.
You didn't want.
So 1 yard on Will Morris for Rochester. And let's see who they do bring in. I believe defensively they bring in Mike McNicholas. He is one of their leading tacklers. I haven't called his name a lot, but he's a stud, too. They got two or three guys defensively. Again, here comes in as a blocker. He's a blocker right behind the guard. Back to pass. They float it out here and incomplete. So it's again, it'll be second down and goal with the two. Already they scored 28-0 first period.
Should be third down.
Yep. So they've had a couple of different scores in this quarter. It's 42-0. So it's now third down and goal at the two. Again, the quarterback is Grant. Takes it. Hands off. And that is Ostermeyer. Turns and he scores. Ostermeyer with a, what did I say, a two-yard run.
Yeah.
Two-yard run. Again by Ostermeyer. They're getting everybody scoring in this one. And it comes here at the 4:16 mark of the second period. 48-0. And just racking up the points. They average 52.5 a game. They've had 86 combined passing and rushing touchdowns. PAT. And it is good again. So they have the PAT. It's 49-0. 4:16 left before halftime. Boy, coming up trying to get to the halftime and regroup as the Lord Giants fall behind in this one. 49-0. Second quarter kickoff. Back to Rochester in 30 seconds.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Just give you a heads up. Again, we've had a few issues. It's not us. If you're watching, there's Federation streaming. It is them. It's, they have their audio portions, but that's just if you're watching that and listening to us, that's not us. Put it that way. That's a separate thing. That's totally their arrogance, and of course that they, you know, it's just their issue, not us. So if you're listening to us streaming,
we're live.
The only thing it's and the only thing that's wrong is the score.
Yes, absolutely agree.
So 49-0.
We're a lot better than us.
Yeah,
and hopefully that'll show.
Yeah, sometime in the point of the game here, and again it goes out of bounds, but he touched it. I thought he touched it. He tried to grab it.
He might have whipped on him. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
They're going to confer.
I don't know. He kind of run. Looked like Kate Stansel was kind of running back there. And I don't know if he exactly touched it or not. It was pretty close the way he was going back there. And see what the exchange here will be. As Little Giants have a possession here in the second period with a 4:13 before halftime.
So they're just saying he touched it, Leon.
So it's going to be down. The Little Giants will have it. At the 5?
No, it's 35.
It's 35, right?
Everything he would have.
Yeah. So, you know, it looked like he was back there, and you could not really tell for sure because this is a little ways away in regards to that. So it's 1st and 10 now. Little Giants will have it at the 35.
Well, he's getting a good snap right now. Just keep things going.
Then snap there, direct one. And it's a run there by the Little Giants. And we'll see here. But again, coming up on the 4-minute mark here. Again. Again, another opportunity here, 2nd and 11. So it's a loss of a yard. Again, it's 34-yard line, 2nd and 11. Little Giants offense. Tough to see. We got a bunch of people probably don't belong in the press box up here running around.
Oh, there's a madhouse up here, isn't it? You think it was cool outside or something?
3:33.
It is 2nd and 11.
So it's again, Nathan Lucas will bring the pro in. And we'll see here. Little Giants trying to get a better opportunity with some snap here. 2nd and 11. Another errant snap here. And again, Clint Wells trying to make some positive out of it. He turns, spins, and goes out of bounds to the near sideline here.
Well, this center exchange has just been a total disaster.
I'll try to see if we got, let's see who else is out there, Bob, in regards to up front there.
Offensively. Minus two for Clint.
Trying to see who else we got out there, Bob, number-wise. If we got...
who are you looking for?
The center. If it's 75, do you see 75 or it's a different number out there?
I'll tell you here in a second.
It's hard to see at this angle here.
There's so many people in front of us, it's hard to see too, but I'll tell you here in a second.
Again, it'll be now 3rd and 13. I think it might be, we'll see here as we go, might have a change there.
51.
Okay. Again, it's a great tackle. That's a nice running win. Clint Wells, the sideline, and he goes out of bounds. Tippy toes at about the 30. So we get a nice little one there on the part of the Little Giants. Again, Clint Wells. He has been terrific this stretch run in the postseason.
34-yard run.
3-minute mark here.
Biggest play of our game so far for us.
So it's a 49-0. Yeah, I think that's, we might have changed. We'll try to see here. Try to see who else is.
Our Gage at center.
Yeah, that might be the change we did have.
I think everybody. Train.
We do have, I believe. Let's see who else we get out there.
Aaron
Evans. That's who it is.
Well, I don't think he was the center, though. I thought
maybe
Gage
he's another. We'll see if they've moved him. Again, we'll see what Aaron goes.
He's,
that's 60. That's
it. The center there.
Yeah. So they have, again, moved Aaron Evans. He's the original guy who began as our center. Fred Wells turns, spins, and he's driven down.
Nothing
on that one. So, again, Little Giants make a change from Aaron Evans, who was original center, our first really 9 weeks, Bob, and made the change in the postseason. And, again, it's unfortunate for the Little Giants now. It will be coming up on 2 minutes 38 seconds before halftime. Never knew the time would go so slow when trailing in a game here, Bob. It's been a tough one here from the get-go.
It's a tough hill to overcome, that's for sure.
So 49-0 now, 2nd and 10 from the 31. Back to pass, pass protection, breaks down, Clint goes down at the 46. Again, big sack there. And again, on the big sack, there was Austin Mathis.
12-yard loss.
So a big 12-yard loss. About the time you get a little bit of momentum and traction, Bob, they drive you back for a loss of yards.
So they're just getting some serious penetration wins and line scrims on the foot and snap at the football.
Enter out. Gee. Back here, it is tough to kind of see here. Minute 52 here, 49-0, 3rd and longs for the Little Giants offense. And we'll see who is also in at this particular point. I believe that it's Dylan Walton now.
Yeah.
So everybody in the line of scrimmage, as we mentioned, Aaron Evans is our new center. He's the sophomore in motion. Dylan hands off the reverse here. Drake Yerbick and the middle turns, gets to about the 40. And again, a gain of about 4 yards there.
That's what we're giving.
So again, that'll be forcing Little Giants to that fourth down.
And these guys pursue, and pursue, don't they?
And they finish. They get to a play, man.
They definitely get an open field.
Yeah. I can give you, we have played not our best football, but again, give Rochester a lot of credit, man. They are just top notch. Talks about getting out of football, being the aggressor in this one. We've been the aggressor in all three of our weeks of playoffs. This is not one of those. They put down.
They didn't start out good either. No. We have not been able to get on track.
So fourth down now from the 40. Wells back to pass, and he gets the pass off, but it goes incomplete. It'll be their football at the 40-yard line. So fourth down, incomplete. And Rochester will take over with 32 seconds. I think that's right there, Vaughn. 32 seconds if I can reach around the pole and the Pepsi sign. 32 seconds here. Again, for Rochester. Offensively, single back, and they have trips to the near side. 32 seconds. Inside handoff, that's 33 for them as Morris on the carry. Well, they got out of the gates, and this one scored their first four possessions They scored their first four times. They had 1-2 scores in the second period. And Rochester, they're a half away from advancing to play Johnsburg the day after Thanksgiving in the state championship. Silver Giants find themselves trailing here at halftime, 49-0. We'll run down some of the scoring recap. We'll get to our halftime interview with Derek Nelson. He is the offensive line tight end coach here at Rochester. We'll have that to visit with Derek. All that for you coming up next to halftime, brought to you by CJ's Hair and Nail Salon. Full service and nail salon at 647-4711 for your appointment. Take a two-minute time pops back with our halftime here on WBYS with Little Giant Football.
Discover travel with Debbie Emery and Angie Miller. Call 647-BAGS and book your reservation for the upcoming group trips to Croatia and Vietnam. Or ask about other travel options with Discover Travel in Canton. Discover Travel. Call 647-BAGS and pack yours today.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GM Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GM Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairie Land Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Start your career in cosmetology today with Innovations Design Academy in Canton and Macomb. Classes begin November 8th and December 13th. Call 647-4224 for details. Innovations Design Academy in Canton and Macomb, 647-4224.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, insurance? Then let State Farm agent Tom Conklin in Farmington help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Tom and his team handling your auto, home, renters, and life insurance, you'll have more time and money for everything else. That's money Tom can help you put towards a college savings plan or your retirement. Call State Farm agent Tom Conklin today at 245-4243 or check out his website at conklinsf.com and get to a better state with State Farm.
Back there at halftime, and Rochester a commanding lead here, 49-0. And just to give you a little heads up, we'll begin second half with a running clock, as we usually get to 41 or points or more. And again, Little Giants will be facing, again, a running clock here in the second half of football. But again, one of the things we should point out in regards to a couple of different scores, we'll have that for you coming up here. But again, halftime is brought to you by CJ's Hair and Nail Salon. You'll hear from Derek Nelson. He is the offensive line coach, tight ends coach. He was a 1998 Canton grad. And just to give you, I know that different folks that are listening and everything, and, again, the issue is not on our end. We're not connected with the Federation. This is streaming on WBYS, which is a total different entity. That is their issues, not us. So, I mean, you have your listing and streaming, it should be on 1560WBYS.com. We are not connected with the National Federation of Video that you are watching, just to give you a heads up on that. We've had a couple phone calls thinking that it's our issue. That is entirely not our problem. That's your choice to change. That's about the simplest I can handle. And why we're getting the phone calls, I have no idea.
And so if you're watching TV and you can't hear the broadcast, don't call us.
Yeah, that's right. That's not
us. Don't call the station. It's not us.
That's right. They're here. So
call them.
A couple of things here on a scoring drive. And some of the things you're scoring is brought to you by Country Financial, Ray Rickenall, Walter Brown, 647-6180. Scoring in this game, 47-yard run. They set it up on a quick kickoff return, set it up in their 47-yard line. Matt Wickey took it in the end zone, 11-43. PAT was added 7-0. Rochester, they come right back after a little chance, were forced to punt. 4-yard run by the quarterback, Nick Baker. That was a 7-1 PAT added 14-0. They went onside kick, recovered by Rochester. Then it was a 24-yard pass play. Went from Baker to Avante Cox. His first receiving touchdown of the night, 21-0. The Cantwheeler Giants would go 3-and-out and a punt, 1-yard run by Josh Grant, 28-0. And that was the PAT was added. And then a Grant 5-yard pass to Avante Cox led it 35-0. They would score again in the second period. Again, Grant, the quarterback for Rochester, to Baker. Yeah, that was Baker who made that catch there. 3-yard TD pass, PAT was added, 42-0. And then Canton, fumble recovered by Rochester, and they would end up scoring again right before the halftime on an Ostermeyer 2-yard run. And again, PAT was added, 49-0. That's your scoring recap here during halftime. It's brought to you here on WBYSY. Again, Country Financial, Ray Rickenall, and Walter Brown. We'll have our interview, and then we'll recap some of the final scores in the semifinals. All that for a coming, we'll hear an interview brought to you by the Ipiva State Bank with Derek Nelson. We'll do that after this 1 minute timeout.
Call Hubbard Insurance Agency in Canton, your local Farmers Mutual Hail agent at 647-4144. Hubbard Insurance in Canton and Farmers Mutual Hail are equal opportunity providers. Hubbard Insurance Agency in Canton, 647-4144. Call John Hubbard today.
Congratulations to the Canton Little Giants from Wilkie's Barbershop in Canton. Head on down to Wilkie's and get your haircut. They have served Canton and the surrounding areas for 18 years. Wilkie's Barbershop, located right next door to Walgreens, 357-3889. Let's go, Little Giants.
Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com for faster-than-fast internet service from Mid-Century Fiber. While there, check out the lock-in-your-price-for-life offer, pricing, and more. Or call 778-8611. To experience this next-generation technology, Mid-Century Fiber needs to hear from you. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com today and be part of the faster-than-fast fiberhood. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com.
Giants on the road here in the semifinals. A visit here at Rochester. Derek Nelson is one of the coaches here for Rochester, and he is a Canton grad now. We were talking a little bit about Sexton earlier today, and it's been a few years. 98, you graduated. You played on the 97-98 football team, right?
That's correct. Yeah, made the playoffs, starter 96-97 with Coach Graves and obviously Coach McDowell, and lost to the guy I actually coached with, Derek Leonard. So it's ironic that our paths crossed 12 years ago, and we've been together ever since, and kind of turned Rochester program around with the rest of the staff. So,
what's get folks now back to Canton? Your family status now, kids, those type of things.
Yeah, I'm blessed with a beautiful wife Tara. We have three kids, two boys, a little girl, and just a nice family. And
living the life, living a dream, right?
And yeah.
How long have you been here at Rochester? When did you get here?
This is my 14th year. So after I left college at St. Ambrose, I had a small stint for a year in Quincy Public Schools, and then my wife got a job here in the Springfield area, and we made our way over, and Rochester is where I landed, and I've never left. So
I don't blame you at the run that you guys have had. John and Mary are, again, Derek's parents, and we go way back, and I remember doing at the basketball time. We did some year games when you were very younger. I think even some Napa baseball. Way back in the day. So it's kind of ironic that we run our paths together, right? I mean, it's one of those things that happen in sports. It's really the neat thing to kind of to see. Now, one of the rivals that you had, I think when Canton played, was Sacred Heart Griffin, right? So now you're still the nemesis and rival.
Yeah, that's right. We're, like I say, Coach Leonard, Derek, and I are played against each other in high school, and the Lord just blessed us to be in the same path and meet up. And like Canton, they're the smallest in the Middle Illini. We're definitely the smallest in the CSA with schools with 15 to 1600 enrollment. We're just a little town that tries to compete and does compete, and we try to do it at a high level.
Absolutely. When you look at the run that you guys have had, you know, the 5 state championships, and now and on the brink of another one, and Canton is in that path, and I know it would be much great for our. It's one of the probably the biggest games that I've ever done in my career to have Canton to do that. it's just one of those things that happen in sports. It's a great thing about it, and it couldn't be a better situation for either of our communities right now.
That's right, and KF Sports really follows their sports well, whether it's basketball or girls sports. They travel well, and just the history of getting past that corner final round is awesome. And it's just crazy that we're seeing each other in the history-making semifinal game.
Absolutely. What duties do you handle here? What's kind of the main priority thing that you handle?
I coach the offensive line. Basically, Derek does the rest of the quarterback, running backs. I have the lineman and the tight end, and we got quite a few coaches on the defensive side, but he and I basically take the offense and run that.
When you look at it, 50-some points a game that you guys average, a very dynamic offense, and it's high, explosive offense, big type of plays in a game like this against Canton. It'll be, can they keep the football, and can you strike how many times, right? Each battle.
It is. It's one who's going to probably cause up the football last, and we're, like I said, when you watch us, we're going to go extremely fast, try to give as many plays as possible, and try to get our players the ball as many times as possible.
So. Yeah, I've heard one thing. Somebody said that Coach Leonard would like to have it even faster. I was talking to the guy from the Springfield Red. He said he'd even like to play faster, but the officials won't allow it a lot of times.
That's right. Our goal is when the whistle blows is for us to try to snap the ball within 3 to 5 seconds, if not faster.
When you look at it, some of the duties, what's changed in the offensive line and those type of skills and those positions there on the offensive line in teaching that level?
You got to move, and I tell my kids all the time, if you can't move, you're probably not going to be able to play for me, because we do so many different power gap scheme stuff, the stretch to screens, to just ball gone, you're gone down the field, and if you don't move, you're probably not going to play in our system.
Film has come a vital long way, hasn't it, in breakdown and watching games. You can watch every game imaginable, every angle, every play. It's just I think it's one of the great things that's happened in this sport.
It is, and with obviously the digital era with Huddle taking over the football market, and, you know, those days of, I remember my young coaching day, I was the guinea pig my first year out of driving in the Corn Belt, driving to Bloomington every Saturday morning, or going all the way over to almost Champaign, you know, to trade film, and now it's just a click of a button and it's there. Yeah.
What does it feel like today playing against, I think Steve Gray's had a great deal with it, with your career, Coach McDowell, a couple of different guys like that. What's it like to kind of be on the opposite side of them today? Well, not Steve Gray's, but we're talking about Coach McDowell.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's crazy. I saw him when they came up, and first thing he did, we had a big hug, and he kissed me on the forehead like he always does, and just him and all the coaches from Canton that were there then and still are here now. I mean, they're role models, and they leave long-lasting impressions on all the players that come out of Canton.
Derek, so proud of you, buddy. I know it's great to catch up with you again. And in the war today, a chance to move on to Champaign. Good luck to Rochester today, but it was really nice to catch up with you. Thanks for your time today.
All right, thank you. You're one of the best in the business, so I appreciate all your stuff.
You got it. Derek Nelson from Rochester. More coming up on the Halftime Show is brought to you by the Aviva State Bank.
Hi, this is Nick Tinsman, attorney at Barnhart, Tinsman & Lane. Spoon River College gave me a foundation to build upon, and without the overwhelming burden of student loan debt. Spoon River College can be your perfect beginning, too. Register now. Visit src.edu.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student-athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day. For service that can't be beat, call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
Good luck to the Canton Little Giants from River's Edge. Enjoy the great outdoors more than you already do with River's Edge, Fulton County's place for your hunting, fishing, and archery needs. They now have their FFL. Stop in and check them out. River's Edge, 1615 East Chestnut in Canton, 435-7110.
Back here is finishing up. The halftime show is brought to you by CJ's Hair and Nail Salon. Their full-service hair and nail salon, 647-4711. Let's get to our in-game stats brought to you by the Bistro 101. Downtown Canton, your home for bold, fresh flavors, friendly faces. 647-2233, thebistro101.com. Bob, give us the bad news in the first half, trailing 49-0.
All right, Leon, the Rochester Rockets rushing. Josh Grant, 3 carries, 8 yards and a touchdown. Nick Baker, 2 carries, 2 yards and a touchdown. Alex Ostermeyer, 5 carries, 13 yards and a touchdown. Will Morris, 3 carries, no yards. Avante Cox, 1 carry, 10 yards. Matt Wickiard, 5 carries, 77 yards and 1 touchdown. Rushing total, 19 carries for 106 yards and 4 touchdowns. Passing for the Rockets. Nick Baker was 8 for 9 with no interceptions for 150 yards and 1 touchdown. Josh Grant was 4 of 8 with no interceptions for 56 yards and 2 touchdowns. Passing totals, 12 of 17, no interceptions, 206 yards, 3 touchdowns. Receiving, Deontay Cox had 1 catch for 36 yards. Matt Wickey had 1 catch for 21. Avante Cox had 5 catches, 63 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Colin Stallworth, 2 catches, 43 yards. Kate Eddington, 1 catch, 49. Alex Ostermeyer, 1 catch for 1 yard. And Sam Baker, 1 catch, 3 yards, and a touchdown. Receiving totals, 12 catches for 206 and 3 scores. Total offense in the first half of Rochester, 106 yards passing, or rushing, 206 yards passing for a total of 356 yards. Time of possession, 11 minutes, 2 seconds. For the Canton Little Giants, rushing, Drake Yerbick, 7 carries, minus 16 yards. Clint Wells, 12 carries, 2 yards. Dylan Welton, 1 carry, minus 4 yards. Bryce Adams, 1 carry, 7 yards. Ethan Magnuson, 1 carry, 12 yards. Rushing totals, 22 carries for 1 yard. Passing for the Little Giants, Quint Wells, 0 for 4. One of those was intercepted. There are no receiving yards. Total offense began for the Little Giants. Rushing 1 yard, passing no yards, total of 1 yard. Time of possession, 16 minutes and 58 seconds.
You know, you look at they're scoring 49 to nothing, and then you look at those numbers, and that just even makes it more, dejecting a little bit to kind of see the way that we really come out and not really play like we capable of playing. We played, you know, a tough schedule without a doubt. You know, they're a very good football team, but you know that there's some better football hopefully we played in the second half. And I know that this team is a great core of seniors. Again, there's a lot of underclass kids out of there. A lot of sophomore juniors are playing in the mix in this game. And it's sometimes, it can be overwhelming in regards to when you're out there. But again, hopefully it was a little bit of a wake-up call, definitely after the opening quarter, how we react here, again, with the continuous clock. And again, when it gets a 40-point advantage over a point in the second half, being clock stops only at the end of the quarter's timeouts, injuries, or any type of scoring and safety purposes. Even the clock will not will run, even if difference dips under that 40 points as we begin the second half. A couple of final scores last night. Johnsburg beat Chicago Phillips 23-20 in overtime. So the winner of this game will play on Friday night next weekend at 7 o'clock, winner of this Rochester-Canton game. Also in 5A's, Peoria High, the Lions 43-35 over Morris. That was in the semis. Also today in 6A, Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin, a return trip. State finals 28-16 over Burbank St. Lawrence. Also in 3A, Elmhurst IC over Monticello 48-6. 2A, semifinals DMAC over Anawan Weathersfield 34-7. Marora Forsyth 48, Shelbyville 8. Semifinals in 1A, Forreston beat Ottawa Marquette 35-7. Decatur St. Teresa beat Hardin Calhoun 34-20. Semis in the 7A, East St. Louis advancing, and also Plainfield North advancing in 8A, Wilmette Niola 42-13, and Park Ridge Maine South also advancing. That's pretty much it in the way of those semifinals being played across the state. Kickoff, again, Gossett, again, muffed it a little bit there at the 10. He cuts it back up, and he is drilled to the turf. Again, all the way, it shoves him all the way back to the 10-yard line. Again, for Gabe Gossett and the Canton Little Giants. As we begin play here in this second half on a continuous non-stop clock.
Took the own 13-yard line, Leon.
The Little Giants in their offense begin this second half of football here at Streamed Online 1560 WBYS.com. Good to have you along today wherever the site that you are listening here in our broadcast on this Saturday night. That's a direct snap here.
Jeez.
Again, Turnsing, and again a run across the 23 up to the 25. I thought it was, is it number 28?
It is.
That's Jace Chamberlain for the Little Giants getting the opportunity. Now, I don't know if that's going to be the only play he comes in, but we will see. He was medically cleared. I tell you what, that is a little bit of flash of our outstanding senior, Jace Chamberlain, who just got a big standing O on the opposite side over there.
Got a breakdown, too.
Brings me a little cheer, man. That kid is fantastic young man. And, you know, it's just one of those unfortunate type of things. He got cleared if we would advance to the state championship. And he got in on a play here on a rough night for the Little Giants offensively. See if he can be a little inspiring. Runs it across up to about the 27, 28-yard line. But again, they run there by the Little Giants. Off of this near.
That was Drake, Leon.
So Drake Yerbick carry there by the Little Giants. And it'll be second down.
Long six.
Yep, long six there. From the hash mark to this near side, Little Giants offensively. They will shift in a couple of different players here. See who else they got coming in. I believe that's Jake Smith, the freshman, as he runs out of that direct snap. Takes it. That is Clint Wells. He runs to the outside. He got some running room. He gets it up to about the 30, about the 37, 38-yard line.
Let's give you nine.
Yep, so nine. And enough for the first down for the Little Giants. So, again, starting to get a little bit of push off that line of scrimmage now, Bobby. And how much fire did you see when Jace Chamberlain come back? And this team just kind of all of a sudden awoke on the last two plays.
That was good for Jace.
That was awesome, wasn't it?
It
really was.
Breaks my heart. He's missed the last few weeks.
He's yeah.
That jersey on.
Boy,
just a contributing agent.
He missed anything, did he?
Yeah.
That was a terrific run. First and 10 now for the 38. See if the Little Giants can make a nice little drive here. For the direct snap of the quarterback, runs it up to about the 45, 46-yard line. And that's, again, Clint Wells on the run. He's out of 1,000 yards in rushing. 974 in the passing department. He's contributed 25 touchdowns as the junior QB, again, for the Canton Little Giants. So second and two now, here in midfield. That Little Giants now break a huddle. 49 to nothing. The action here in the third period. Again, continuous clock here in the second half. 40 points advantage or more. Direct snap. He fakes it. Clint runs it outside. Needs a block. Nice job given there by Bryce Adams. And he looks like he got enough for a first down.
We're going to give it to him, Will.
Yep. Nice little block there by Bryce Adams. Lowered that shoulder and got at the edge out there and made it enough for the run. And another first down by this Little Giant football team.
Give him three.
So clock here, running here at the 8-minute mark here. Again, even if we would score and get the clock underneath it, this still does not stop. Once it stops, the continuous clock here.
I just want to finish like the start of the lamp.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Let's
have a good finish on this off.
Yeah.
It's either a comeback or next year. First and 10 for the 49. Back to pass.
It's open.
It's open. He's got to connect up with him. And a little push-up. And it's a catch. Keith Stansel. It's to the five. And a great grab there by Keith Stansel. Nice job of the passer. Clint Wells threw a right over the shoulder of the defender. Keith Stansel a catch. And inside the five.
48 yards.
Big play. Cade, you look at his stat. 354 receiving. None bigger than a couple weeks ago at Columbia with a 74-yard grab.
Hey, well, let's don't forget he also averages 35.4 yards per catch, now once for 48.
So Horchide's showing a lot of, again, energy coming back here in this second half.
And Jace out there. Yep, Jace is out there again.
So maybe they're going to try to get him opportunity to score first and goal to three. We'll see what he'll run. He is the setback on the left side.
Let him score a touchdown.
He's number 28. Here's the direct snap. That's, again, Chamberlain. He drives through. He's trying to push his way to the end zone. He's real close. He's right at the goal line. Again, Chamberlain again with another run.
Getting two.
So 2 yards on the run there by Jace Chamberlain. I'll tell you what, this is inspiring. If he can get a touchdown again.
I hope it's inspiring for the younger group, too.
Oh, without a doubt. Never quit. And that young man, the senior, Jace Chamberlain, who's had a 21 touchdowns in the season, 1,286. He had a 5-touchdown game. He had a 334. That is a correct number, Bob, right? 334. There was a lot of squabbling about that, but that was what Bob had. And I put up his numbers against anybody. Now it's second and goal from the one. A slip. And
he's in.
Chamberlain. And the indication here, I don't know.
It comes out at Chase.
Jace Chamberlain with a 1 yard run. So Jace Chamberlain comes in at the Lower Giants. Who said we're going to wait for next week? 1 yard run there by Chamberlain, and that's his 22nd rushing touchdown. That is inspiring, to say the least. 49-6. Again, comes here at the 5:51 mark of the third quarter. Out of the hole to Drake Yerbick, and it's Spencer Theobald with a PAT. He adds it. Little Giants get on the board. You can hear the fans on the opposite side. We get on the board. It's 49-7 to start the third period. Back here to Rochester with a kickoff in 30 seconds.
Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com for faster-than-fast internet service from Mid-Century Fiber. While there, check out the lock-in-your-price-for-life offer, pricing, and more. Or call 778-8611. To experience this next-generation technology, Mid-Century Fiber needs to hear from you. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com today and be part of the faster-than-fast fiberhood. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com.
Here's a scoring by recap brought to you by Country Financial, Ray Rick and all, Walter Brown at 647-6180. 1 yard run by the senior, number 28, in your heart, Jace Chamberlain, his 22nd TD of the year. PAT was added by Spencer Theobald. He's 32 of 37 on the year. And the drive, Bobby?
8 plays, 87 yards, taking 6 minutes and 9 seconds.
I thought you. I was going to leave you out in that.
I was ready.
A little dry.
A little bit, but I was ready.
I know we hadn't rehearsed it since the beginning of the game. We hadn't had an opportunity. Here's return by Rochester. Turns and a run to the 36 and down there. On the return to this near side. And
that was a sea of purple shirt carrying Jason, weren't they?
Yep. Nick Davis, the return. And the Little Giants, again, on the scoreboard. But, again, this is a non-stop clock running here, so that doesn't help you. 5:28. You got to find a way to get the football back from a high dynamic offense.
Three and outs or some serious
something here, right? Needs something to happen here.
Oh, sure, they're not going to
throw run the football.
Oh, yeah.
And run across the 41.
That's 18.
Yep, that's a carry there by Zach Reichen. He gets a sophomore. And again for Rochester. Again, our continuous clock continues in this third period with 5:03 trailing 49-7. That's the way our offense has run the entire season and the way that we were locking up front. Great opportunity to see the senior Jace Chamberlain score in this matchup. That was worth the admission.
It was.
You know, now see what the Little Giants has in store here. Knocked down again, but this has been a resilient bunch all year, Bobby.
Yeah.
That doesn't really surprise me when they come back here.
It's not been the easiest week for the kids in the community either. So
second and 5 on the carry, and it's going nowhere. Stopped there defensively by the Little Giants.
And that was Jordan Smith.
Yep, Jordan Smith, the senior. And I tell you what, they've had Ian Stowell, Jordan Smith, two or three other guys that have come in and really done a good job as backups for the Little Giants defensively. So we have a number of guys coming in. And I'll tell you what, also the play of Nathan Petty has done a good job as the end, and he had those bookcase kits Both the Petty's coming back next year. And you have, again, Nathan Lucas coming back. Clint Wells. He has a multiple group of kids.
And these seniors have laid the groundwork for the underclass and need to achieve past success like this.
3:46 clock runs here. Canton on the board of 7 points on a run there by Jace Chamberlain. And again, that's going to be, I believe that's their kicker.
Yeah, that's number nine. That's,
I should say, number 99.
It's Clay Bruno.
Yeah, again, Clay Bruno. And it would either be number 99 or 13.
Well, he's 99 today. Now the loss of five.
So again, he is a freshman. 5'10", 175. He's also the third guy in their quarterback group as well.
Should be a punting down.
So a punting down here. So again, mired in a 49-0 deficit. Little Giants went 8 plays, 87 yards, capped off by a Jace Chamberlain 1-yard touchdown. Could have been inactive, got cleared yesterday, and he made an appearance here today. Made a huge impact.
Yes.
Again, it'll be a punt opposite side of the field, just over the head of Stansel. Goes out inside the 40. It's going to be right at the 40-yard line. So the Little Giants will have the possession. They trail it 49-7. Again, with the clock continuing here, non-stop clock here with the 2:24.
Yeah, it'll be a 2:31 left, I looked.
So here from Rochester. And the winner of this game will move on to play for a 4A state title against Johnsburg, who in overtime beat the defending Chicago Phillips.
Yeah, really puzzled me that game yesterday. Chicago Phillips was actually late for the game. That game didn't start till like 7:40. It might have cost them too because I was hoping they didn't have time to warm up.
Under the 2-minute mark here, third period. Little Giants on a run to the near side. Magnuson powers his way to the 50. Bulldozes his way to near the first 10.
You tackle him, man. You're going to earn it.
I tell you what, he comes up pop one and hang one.
Cramping a little bit.
Yep. He is one of the toughest kids on this team. Physically, mentally. I mean, he is locked in.
You want to call him a thumper.
Yeah.
I mean, because he likes to initiate the contact.
Yeah, he does. He initiates that. And again, Magnuson goes off the field. Looks like a little cramping on his part.
Don't forget.
So he didn't get the first down, so it's 2nd-1 now. That was pretty close. Didn't get any initial contact there.
He went for 11. He only gave 9.
So out of that direct snap here, turn spins. And the handoff again off the right side. Runs it. And I believe that is Walton. And I think he was down at the 45.
Down.
And again, Walton. And he was down. That's a carry there by the sophomore.
Got one careful, man. He had a fumble, a couple weeks ago. His fumble, and you've got to tuck that ball when you're running into them tackles.
Look like you're carrying bread, man. You tuck it into your armpit, and you better protect it. First and 10.
Not a Samsonite. You don't carry it like a suitcase.
Under 40 seconds here.
He'll learn that there. He's only a sophomore.
So first and 10 for the 45. Little Giant offense. Single back. Again, out of the direct snap. That's Clint Wells. He has the running room. He runs through the 30 down to about the 26 on another Little Giant first down. A lot of substitution going on. And again, a lot of their Rochester guys. So it's again under the 14 second mark of this third period. Again, that continuous clock continues.
The last play of the quarter.
So it'll be 1st and 10, Little Giants. That's the way the period comes to an end. It's the Rochester 49, the Little Giants 7, as we head to the fourth quarter here on the road in the semifinals. More coming up from Rochester. We continue back in 60 seconds of Little Giants football on WBYS.
The coolest nerds have the coolest tech deals on Black Friday through Thanksgiving weekend. Exclusive Nerds on Call tech baskets will be up to 50% off. Assembled for all ages and budgets, they make shopping for your techies stress-free. Shop pre-wrapped gift baskets perfect for your little tech, gamer, movie fanatic, and do-it-yourself tech.
Nerds on Call also has Parrot drones for very cool high-tech flying. Nerds on Call, a Facet company. They get the tech and you get the savings. Visit CoolestNerds.com for locations.
During the holidays, hackers, viruses, and network crashes can freeze your business just when your customers need you the most. This year, don't sweat the tech stuff. Call Facet Technologies and relax. Here's Facet President Brian Ford.
Facet will back up your information, keep your system secure, and make sure you're running smoothly through the holidays. It's what we call holiday peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business, even during the holidays. See it all now at FacetTech.com.
First and 10 from the 26, Little Giants. And it'll be Drake Kirby running off the left side. He's trying to be corralled. And again, he's going to be brought down. You got to cut it back up. You know, we've talked about that.
What is going to cost him, man? He's got to take it up the field.
Yeah. You can't run it directly to the sideline. You can't run it to the west. It's kind of a
situation. He went to good. Yeah. But the pursuit from the outside, he changed his mind. He tried to spin back around, come the other way, and fell.
So it's, again, second and nine.
Again, two to one.
Yeah. So, again, opposite hash mark is the offense. There's that direct snap. And, again, running up the middle. That went well. He stumbles. He's still going. He's running hard inside the 10. Getting a good run there by Clint Wells. I have been so impressed with his ability, Bob, in a lot of situations here in running the football.
You know what yard line we're going on?
Yep. Right, we'll see. It's inside the 10 there, is it right, Harold? What we're looking at here. Inside the 5. All right. Yeah, that's about the 4-yard line there, Bobby.
Well, I can tell to give him
right. So it's going to be first and goal at the 4, I believe. Yep. First and goal at the 4. Fourth quarter football. Little Giants trying to add their second score of the game. It'll be Jake Smith, Clint Wells, tries to turn it in, and he runs near the goal line, and a touchdown. Yep, touchdown, 4 yards, Clint Wells. 4-yard run, the indication. 4-yard run by Clint Wells. And the Little Giants get back on the board again. It's 49-13. See if we go to the PAT. And again, that was a hold to Drake Yerbick. I believe it's Spencer Theobald going to try the PAT, trying to connect on his second of this game. We may see again Spencer Theobald boots into the uprights, and a senior knocks it through. PAT is added. Little Giants get on the board again in this fourth quarter at the 10:34 mark. Again, it's a 4-yard run by Clint Wells, 49-14. It's the 4A semifinals. Check it off from Rochester, down 49-14, back in 30 seconds.
Good luck to the Canton Little Giants from River's Edge. Enjoy the great outdoors more than you already do with River's Edge, Fulton County's place for your hunting, fishing, and archery needs. They now have their FFL. Stop in and check them out. River's Edge, 1615 East Chestnut in Canton, 435-7110.
Good luck to the Canton Little Giants in the 4A football playoffs from Ed Goodwin at Ed's Upholstery in Canton. Call 647-7980 or stop in to 345 North 7th to schedule your next upholstery project. Home, auto, watercraft, and more. Call Ed's Upholstery, 647-7980.
Back to our scoring drive recap brought to you by Country Financial. Ray Rickenall, Walter Brown, West Locust in Canton, 647-6180. 4-yard run by Clint Wells at the 10:34 mark. PAT was added by, again, Spencer Theobald. It's 49-14. Bob, the drive in yards.
That was a 6-play drive, totaling 58 yards in 3 minutes and 58 seconds.
All right, 6-play drive there. And we're ready to go. Kickoff. And from the 10 will be the return by Rochester. And we had a man go down block back there. And, again, a swarming of a number of guys going to bring the, again, return for this near side. And I believe that was number 5, Avante Cox, on the return by Rochester. So as the clock ticks, tick, tick here at the 10:08 mark, 49-14. Good to see this team come and be a little bit more inspired in the second half of football. I'd like to see a little bit more urgency early in the game.
Makes you proud.
And it was tough. It was tough because, you know, they had such a good return And then, you know, they got the two touchdowns, and then the onside kick.
That was a big one.
And we can see how that does it, because we've done the same trick to other teams during the year.
You want to talk about momentum swing.
Yeah, they are.
The touchdown, I really wasn't worried about it, because you know what happened last week?
Yeah.
Almost the exact same way. That onside kick was brutal. That one really hurt.
Yeah, it was a couple of scores, and then they scored three times after that, so that was huge.
Yeah.
Again, play clock down to five, inside, and a handoff, and I believe, we'll see what the number is there, Bob. I see the cradle of the
football there. Number 28.
You got it. Number 28. That's Stanley.
Yeah, the fishing around.
He's a sophomore.
You know what? Anybody else carry from Rochester? Not saying your name.
The second down here.
Don't even care, dude.
From the 38 now. Right to the left in this fourth period. 49 for Rochester. Little Giants have scored twice in the second half. But again, with that mercy rule, the continuous clock moving right along here in this fourth period. Second and 10. Under center, the QB works for Rochester. And this time, it's a handoff that goes from Brock McKinney, number 10. So again, that's going to be...
back on it for a one-yard loss.
Yep. So again, another run by number 28 for Rochester.
He's lucky. He's on my scorecard. So he gets the name.
And you got the quarterback there now. It's Brock McKinney.
Nope, going for him. He's not getting no calls.
So he just keeps straight handing off, right?
You know what you want. I'm not mentioning his name, man.
So third and 10 now from the 38. Little Giants, and again, secondary got Nathan Lucas also out there. He is Evan Otto.
The kid's trying to finish strong.
Yep,
all you can ask.
Yep. Great turnout. A lot of fans.
That's the best part.
Trip here. Only about an hour and a half trip, less than that. Again, the play clock is down to 8. Snap of the football, and that's a direct run there.
He's short.
Yep. And it's going to be short.
He gets on the work too.
And I believe that is 99. Bruno with the carry.
Thank you.
He's already gone.
No way.
And again.
No way.
That was a yard shy.
I didn't know you could go 9 yards and get a first down.
That was unbelievable. That was horrible. First and 10 now. Again, that's a gift, 49-14.
And we're on the road.
Coming up here at the, the 8-minute mark here? 8-something? I see there,
folks.
It's 6:53.
Yeah.
Right, 6:53. Yeah. First and 10 for the 48 is Rochester
two
football.
Two guys read score clock.
Yeah. It's tough here. Again, that's a runner, number 3, Jeff Thomas, is brought down.
44, the late shot, too. I hear the driver in front of one of my line. Yeah. Larry, this is way we were.
So it's 6:32 now. Clock continues. 49-14, second down. Again for Rochester football. 11-1, their only blemish come in Central State 8 conference play. 33-28 to
talk about
the Cyclones.
You know, you're talking about up the middle line. I mean, I come from the area.
That is.
That's a tough one, too.
Yeah, it is.
You can see why two teams like this would meet in a magnitude game like this in the semifinal.
Again, here's second and 12. Again, out of that, the snap out of the gun, run, and the ball comes loose.
We have
up, and it's the fumble.
Elenado.
Little Giants on that fumble and recovered by Canton. So it's again, a fumble and recovered by Canton. And here at the, 5:33 now, probably about 5:38 when that fumble occurred. So it's again in this fourth period. Little Giants will take over. Again, the Little Giants on the mark here, scored twice in the second half. Once in the third and once in this fourth period here. One of those, Chase Chamberlain, returned 1 yard run. It's 22nd rushing touchdown of the year. That is Drake Urich. Now, he gets it here on the outside. He gets it to into Rochester territory. Gets it inside the 30. Down about the 25-yard line. The return and on the run there by Drake Yerby.
25 yards for Drake.
See, that was better to wait patiently. He waited for that block and then made the cut there.
Once he started opening around the corner, Larry, he just took his foot in the dirt, yep. Took it upfield for a nice gain and a first down.
4:42 clock runs here. The end of fourth period. New coming in to knock these guys off would be your centerpiece of the season, that's for sure, coming in here. Team had averaged about 52 points a game. Again, the Little Giants now with the play clock down to 18. First and 10 from the 25. Inside, Cameron, that's a double reverse. It goes to the reverse to Cameron Lucas. And again, they're 20. They're coming back. That's a hold right here at the 20. And the thing about it is, he already got the block that he needed.
Get it pretty, Carl, on that one.
And again, it's one of those things that, again, he already got the block that he needed. Yeah. He didn't really need to hold him in that
territory. Even territory, too. I mean, it might have been on either one of them. But still, it's just way like that. When he had to turn the corner, he passed you.
Yeah.
There's no reason to hold whatsoever.
And again, here, Rochester at the... Looking here, Bob, 335.
It is.
Yep. Bob is reading it opposite the other window there.
I have to use a reflection of the glass looking at it backwards. That's all I can do because I have no line of sight.
Well, it's not been the good luck tonight, even looking in the mirror tonight.
No, it hasn't.
But this has been one of those really glorious years. It really has been. This has been a really fun group to follow, man. I'll tell you what, the future is sincerely. And again, it's a run by Drake Jerry. Waiting for that little convoy out there. He's still waiting. Nice cut there to the 10. And inside, down about the 5, is Drake Yerbik. Nice run there by the Little Giants as the clock continues here at 2:51. They get a nice little run there by Drake Yerbik. They'll sub some of their defensive guys. Little Giants now at the 4. That's where the play will be first and goal at the 4. What the Little Giants decide to do here offensively. Still with the 2:30 remaining. Try to get into the third score this half. Of course, that continuous clock began. Little Giants trailing at halftime 49-0. But it makes you feel a little bit more better about this trip.
It does.
Takes a little sting of that early. Early
dropping 21 points against a state-ranked opponent.
Again, Nathan Lucas, the receiver off of the right side. After a direct snap here, trying to turn the corner side, and that is
Cameron
Lucas.
It is.
It is. That's a 4-yard run.
You can tell by the way it runs. Yeah. It is.
That's a direct snap there. Went 4-yard run. Cameron Lucas trying to get all the seniors there, Bobby. That's a nice little touch.
4-yard run by Cameron. That's a nice play.
Yes, it is. 4-yard run. And it makes a 49-20 score here. So you can see that's, you know, part of Coach Pearson's great touch as an individual. I mean, he has...
The seniors involved.
What a class act that is.
I totally agree.
Chamberlain's got a touchdown. Also Cameron Lucas. And again, see what it is, the official there. I thought it was either... See what it is. Delay, false start. No. Opposite penalties there. Opposite penalties. Both occurred. So we'll... Do the PAT again. 49-20 with 2:02 left here. Out of the hold of Drake Yerbik. Little Giants try to add PAT. Looking to the uprights. And we'll see that is by Spencer Theobald. He is 3-for-3. PAT is added. 49-21. Little Giants on the board here in this fourth quarter with 2:02 remaining. Rochester 49, Little Giants 21. Kickoff back in 30 seconds.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
Back here again, a 4-yard run by the senior, Cameron Lucas. And again, Little Giants out of the PAT from Spencer Theobald. And get on the scoreboard here for the third time in the half here. And again, some of that began to make this a little bit of a softer blow, you know, coming into this game, trying to get to the how difficult a journey it is. We really had a bird's-eye view of how difficult that journey is in 4A. Again, one of the smaller schools in our conference. Again, some of the really good 4A football teams in when regard about it, such quality football in the all-A classes in Illinois.
Yeah, and, you know, we're the smallest class in our conference by a long shot.
This is going to be returned here by Lauterbach, number 43, the sideline, and it goes out of bounds at about the 42-43-yard Lauterbach.
Spencer Siebel, way to wick on that young man. He might not know what day it is for a couple of weeks. Kicker to people, too, man.
Yeah, it's a minute 43.
That music got laid out.
Again, you know, you look at different things. Spencer Theobald is a young man and his brother is soccer kids. And they come into the season and gave Little Giants a different dimension, social teams, onside kicks, kickoffs, a lot of different things. And they were kind of that missing piece there for a while, you know, and I think it's one of the things that we were able to see.
Well, and it just goes to show you how vital special teams can be throughout the season. I'll tell you what, for the plays that Spencer made by himself beyond that kick success, those were, you know, huge for our season.
Absolutely. Coming up here at minute three, all left in this season for 2016. And again, we'll take a penalty. 5 yarder by Rochester with under 50 seconds remaining in this one.
They'll have to snap twice at the most.
We'll recap it. We'll have our post game that's brought to you throughout the year by Monocle's Pizza. The perfect post-game stop at 135 North 5th in Canton. Interview with the coach will be Fake Rack Steakhouse. We'll have a post-game scoreboard, Advanced Rehab Sports Medicine. All three coming up in about 27 seconds. We'll begin our post-game show. Inside, that's going to be a run by Rochester. And he's denied about the 39-yard line on the run. And on the brink of, again, getting into the state championship, they were denied that trip by a strong performance in the first half by Rochester, and they prevail on this one. Rochester heading back after an absent 1 year. They will take on Johnsburg next Friday in the state championship, and the Little Giants denied that berth and one of the better seasons, and they ended at 10-3, Rochester finishes at 12-1. No hanging or head time in this one because this coming in, we'd already been a winner in regards to the season we have put together, and it looms one of the better ones in football lore for the Little Giants. They gained a lot of respect out of the season this quarter, kids, and a remarkable performance tonight. Rochester wins by a score of 49-21. Post game brought to you by Monocle's Pizza will return on the road here on this Saturday night in 2 minutes.
Good luck to the Canton Little Giants from River's Edge. Enjoy the great outdoors more than you already do with River's Edge, Fulton County's place for your hunting, fishing, and archery needs. They now have their FFL. Stop in and check them out. River's Edge, 1615 East Chestnut in Canton, 435-7110.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for hunting season. Find bows and cases, tree stands, ammo, guns, blinds, targets, archery accessories, and more for every outdoorsman this season. The largest selection of archery and hunting gears at Farm King in Monmouth, Canton, Galesburg, Macomb, Kewaunee, and Burlington. So if you need to add gun accessories, calls or decoys, knives, traps, or rain gear to your collection, shop Farm King and make them your official hunting headquarters. Farm King, the family store with more for the outdoorsman and hunting season.
Good luck to the Canton Little Giants in the 4A football playoffs from Ed Goodwin at Ed's Upholstery in Canton. Call 647-7980 or stop in to 345 North 7th to schedule your next upholstery project. Home, auto, watercraft, and more. Call Ed's Upholstery, 647-7980.
Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seed House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service. That's why Perkins Seed House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Disappointment tonight, of course, not making it. So one more game and getting that W after the three-game win streak ended. The 7-2 regular season, and of course the loss to Dunlap, and then after winning round 1 and 2, and then the quarterfinals, only the third time in school history being able to accomplish that. 10 wins equals two other teams that had won 10 wins. So this is a great accomplishment for this season, and again, you get to within one game, Bob, of getting to the championship, making it to the Final Four. And, again, Rochester just got up to the really quick start tonight, and we just did not have an answer tonight offensively. And the Little Giants fall 49-21. Their season ends at a record of 10-3. Rochester moves on at 12-1. They will take on Johnsburg. They won an overtime last night, 23-20. Other finals as we get to our scoreboard, brought to you by Advanced Rehab Sports Medicine in Canton, 649-1572 for a pre-injury screen. They fix sports injuries. We'll run down a lot of these scores for you. And the 3-8, Elmhurst IC over Monticello, 48-6. Carlinville beat Vernon North Mac 27-21 in the 2-A semis. D-Mac over Anawan Weathersfield, 34-7. It was Maroa Forsyth, 48, Shelbyville 8. 1A semifinals, Forreston beat Ottawa Marquette 35-7. Decatur St. Teresa for Hardin Calhoun 34-20. In the 5A semifinals, Peoria High advancing. They will be a tough out there. 43-35 for Morris. Vernon Hills beat Sycamore 21-16. In 6A, it was Crystal Lake Prairie Ridge 54, DeKalb 35. Sacred Heart Griffin out of Springfield 28, Burbank St. Lawrence 16. In the 7-I semifinals, Plainfield North 18, Oak Park 4, Fenwick 17 in overtime. It was East St. Louis over Lyle Benet, 20-0. In the 8-A, Wilmette Loyola over Glenbard West 42-13. And it was Park Ridge Main South 28, Palatine 14. And here tonight in the semis from Rochester, the Rockets prevail. Won it in the first half, 49-21, our final tonight here in the semis, again, from Rochester. More coming up as we continue. That's our post-game scoreboard, and it's brought to you throughout the year by Advanced Rehab and Sports Medicine. Vic did an excellent job of putting all this together. We thank her for all of her effort throughout the year, getting us updated on a lot of different avenues of scores, reporting those immediately, and we do appreciate that being part of our broadcast, which draws to a close here in 2016. When we return, more coming up on the postgame. It's brought to you by Monocle's Pizza, home of the family Fraser. Again, it's 647-1127. Your perfect postgame stop at 135 North 5th in Canton. Bob and I return for more on the Little Giant postgame show in 2 minutes.
This Canton Little Giant playoff game is brought to you by American Family Insurance agent Tyson Smith in Canton. Call Tyson at 647-5466 for the best quotes for your farm insurance. Good luck, Little Giants, from Tyson Smith, American Family Insurance in Canton.
It'll be here before you know it. Seems to start a little earlier each year. Tis the season for the flu. Good thing it's never too soon to get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Get your flu shot early and save yourself some worry. Plus, when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, you can save 20 cents a gallon on gas with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Plus Perks card. There's no appointment necessary, so get your flu shot today at Hy-Vee and get your 20-cent Hy-Vee Fuel Saver discount. Some restrictions apply.
CJ Flowers and Moore would like to congratulate the Canton Little Giants on their advance to the playoffs. Call 647-9662 or stop in 5 East Ash Street in Canton for your orders today. CJ Flowers and Moore for all your floral needs. Go Little Giants!
Create your vision. Looking for banners, signs, vehicle graphics, custom wallpaper, or screen printing for everything from t-shirts to signs? Maybe business cards or marketing materials are all you need. In this fast-paced world, Travis and his team at Platts Printing stand above the rest by producing a superior quality product backed by friendly, professional, efficient service, timeliness, and expertise. If you can think it, we can print it. Platts Printing, 141 East Vernon Street in Farmington, 228-1069.
At Davis Buick GMC, we are devoted to delivering outstanding customer service while helping you find that new or used Buick or GMC vehicle. Whether you are looking to purchase or lease, we invite you to come in and let our sales assist you and your family in finding the right Buick Enclave or LaCrosse. Or how about a GMC Sierra or Acadia? They are all here. We also offer full parts or service department that is second to none. Davis Buick GMC, 2051 North Main, Canton, 647-1212, where the customer is our business.
Back as we wrap up our post-game show, it's brought to you by Monocle's Pizza, the Little Giants again. Season comes to an end, 49-21, scoring in this one. Brought to you by the Country Financial, Ray Rickenall, Walter Brown. Game began after the quick start. You know, first couple of scores, we talked about really the backbreaker after they scored a couple of times, the onside kick, and we have seen that in our season turn things around in a couple of games, and we know there was a backbreaker to count. Overcome, and again after they score on a 47-yard run, again then added a 4-yard run by the quarterback Nick Baker. Again, the onside kick recovered, and then it was a big pass play again. Avante Cox from Baker. It was 21-0. They added a 1-yard run by Josh Grant, 28-0, and then also scoring a 35-0 with a 5-yard pass to Avante Cox, and they would have another score again. The quarterback Grant to Baker, 30. That was a 3-yard pass. Again, it was 42-0. They led at halftime 49-0 on an Ostermeyer 2-yard run. And then the Little Giants get on the board. One of the brighter moments in the game, the senior Jace Chamberlain able to, again, get in the game on a 1-yard run. Chamberlain, again, in his 22nd rushing touchdown of the year. And, again, made it a 49-7 game. That was an 8-play drive. And then Clint Wells added a 4-yard run, 49-14. The AT was added by Theobald, and then Little Giants' Cameron Lucas on a 4-yard run, class act by Coach Pearson to get him, and that direct snap, a 4-yard run by Cameron Lucas, and the PAT was added, and we end 49-21. That is our scoring drive recap. It's brought to you by Country Financial, Ray Rickenall, and Walter Brown. We'll get to the stats for the final time of 2016, back in 1 minute.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi. I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy. Build on a solid foundation.
I'm Kevin Stevenson, Business Development Officer at MidAmerica National Bank. We're ready to lend, helping support our communities.
We offer online mortgage applications. I'm Tracy Chipman, Mortgage Loan Officer at MidAmerica. You can research various mortgage products, search for personalized rate quotes, and apply for a loan 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
MidAmerica National Bank, your bank for life in Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit us at midnatbank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Let's get to our in-game stats throughout the year brought to you by the Bistro 101 in Canton. You can check out for home for bold, fresh flavors, friendly faces, 647-2233, bistro101.com. Final time for the year, Bobby, and again, great job as usual providing our stats for both teams, again, to wrap up 2016.
Thanks, Leon. Starting with Rochester Rockets rushing. Josh Grant, 3 carries, 8 yards, and a touchdown. Zach Riker had 2 carries, 8 yards. Nick Baker, 2 carries, 2 yards, and a touchdown. Clay Bruno, 2 carries, 4 yards. Alex Ostermeyer, 5 carries, 13 yards, and a touchdown. Tyler Stanley, 2 carries, minus 1 yard. Will Morris, 3 carries, no yards. Avante Cox, 1 carry, 10 yards. Matt Wickey had 5 carries, 77 yards, and a touchdown. Rushing totals, 25 carries for 111 yards and 4 TDs. Passing for the Rockets, Nick Baker, 8 for 9, no interceptions, 150 yards and one touchdown. Josh Grant, 4 for 8 with no interceptions, 56 yards and two touchdowns. Total passing, 12 of 17, no interceptions, 206 yards and three touchdowns. Receiving, Deontay Cox, 1 catch, 36 yards. Matt Wicke had 1 catch for 21. Avante Cox, 5 for 63, 2 of those were touchdowns. Colin Stallworth had 2 catches, 43 yards. Kate Eddington, 1 catch for 39. Alex Hostermeyer, 1 catch for 1. And Sam Baker, 1 catch for 3 yards and a touchdown. Receiving totals, 12 catches for 206 and 3 scores. Total offense for Rochester, rushing 111 yards, passing for 206, a grand total of 316 yards. Time of possession, 21 minutes and 30 seconds. For the Canton Little Giants, rushing, Cameron Lucas, 1 carry, 4 yards, and a touchdown. Drake Yerbick, 11 carries, 36 yards. Clint Wells, 18 carries, 61 yards, and a touchdown. Dylan Walton, 2 carries, no yards. Bryce Adams, 1 carry, 7 yards. Ethan Magnuson, 2 carries, 22 yards. That's last but not so least, Jace Chamberlain, 3 carries, 13 yards, and 1 touchdown. Rushing totals, 38 carries for 143 yards and 3 touchdowns. Passing for the Little Giants, Clint Wells was 1 for 5 with 1 interception for 48 yards. Receiving, Kate Stanfield had 1 catch for 48 yards. Receiving totals, 1 catch, 48 yards. Total offense for the Little Giants, rushing 143 yards, passing 48, total of 191. Time of possession, 26 minutes and 30 seconds.
All right, that wraps up our in-game stats brought to you by Bistro 101 in Canton. You can 647-2233, bistro101.com. This will go down as one of the best in school history. Of course, first time getting to the semifinals. Only three other teams in Fulton County have got to this particular point. Lewistown on two other occasions and North Fulton. Canton becomes the other team this year. Third season with Coach Ryan Pearson. Again, two out of his three seasons, we have made it to the playoffs, and definitely the future looks pretty bright in regards to the return. But a big class act by the group of seniors who believed a couple of years ago when they were part of Cole Schroetz and a couple of the other seniors on that group believed and saw what that accomplishment was, the work they did, and to turn things around in a couple of years to get back there. It stung last year. Believe me, that fern was there in the off season. They went back to work and put together a great philosophy on the part of Ryan Pearson, and that was play as a team, you play together as a fist, you hold together, and through a lot of the adversity we saw, not only throughout the season, you lose your part of your team with Jace Chamberlain in week 9, and then you have the tragedy that struck our community, and to continue to push forward and to play here tonight and to come and, you know, turn things around in the second half. They got off to the quick start there, and that was a tough one to overcome tonight. And give everything, all the credit to Rochester, one fine football team, and the Little Giants ended on a one fine season.
Yeah, that they did. You know, it was obviously not the outcome that we wanted to have, but, you know, give the kids credit. You know, they didn't quit. You know, they played till the final buzzer went off in the fourth quarter. You know, I'm very proud to have been involved with this historic season. You know, it's one thing about the playoffs. You know, they say playoffs are a taste, and the taste is good.
Yeah.
And you want that taste again. And, you know, I thought the kids.
Yeah, I want more, too.
You know, busting their butt throughout the year to get to this point. And it hasn't been an easy path. You know, when you lose 21 touchdowns and 1,300 yards in week number 9, you know, your chances of getting through the opening round of the playoffs aren't the best in the world.
No.
And the fact for us to be in the Final Four, you know, and to have Jace come out there for a few plays is just, for me, it's icing on the cake. It's not how you want to finish, but, you know, I'm going to take this season. I'll remember it for the rest of my life.
Yeah. One of the remarkable runs in Little Giants football history, and glad to be a part of that here in 2016. Thanks for all of our sponsors. They've been on board a huge number. Thanks to Vic for putting everything together or getting into our process. Again, we begin with a lot of our advertising going out to the public and, again, reaching out to a lot of our folks who are shut in. They can't get to a certain games, and, you know, for some reason, they listen on their iPhone, Android, other devices north of the border, Mexico. We've had people all over the country tune in to our broadcast, and we do appreciate all those listeners being a part of wanting to know when they've left our community. They have a way to kind of reach it through the football. And it's another good part of why I still do what I do, and I enjoy it to the extreme. And this was a little bit sweeter this year in regards to following this football team and to the semifinals, only to be denied that trip to the state finals. Maybe next year will be one of those years we'll be in the record books again. So we'll look forward to
that.
Absolutely. Thanks for Megan back to the studios. Don, as usual, general manager, for all of our sponsors, for Vic, for Bob, I'm Leon. I wish we could have brought you a little bit better news tonight, but Rochester prevails in this one, 49-21. Little Giants season ends at 10-3. So long for the final time at football. We'll be with you Monday night. We've got girls basketball. Wednesday will be the boys' Thanksgiving tournament. All three coming up right here on the Voice of the Little Giants. Streamed online at 1560WBYS.com. So long tonight from a cold Rochester.
Your leaders in high school sports coverage, WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM. Thank you for listening to this Canton Little Giant football broadcast. Broadcast sponsors include The Bistro 101, Dave May Edward Jones, Country Financial, Ray Rickenall and Walter Brown, Monica's Pizza, CJ's Hair and Nail Salon, State Farm Insurance Agent Chuck Taylor, Big Rack Steakhouse, Advanced Rehab and Sports Medicine, Mid-State Pet Cremations Incorporated, and Graham Health System. The following has been a Prairie Radio Communications sports presentation on WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM.